long time. I've been trying to figure out my own way, trying to put it all on me. Weighed down by the pressure, without looking up, I know you see me. Cause on and on and on, you keep blessing me. But on and on and on, I keep worrying why I'm always running when you're telling me. You're telling me don't worry, just lay it down, it's not your fight. Don't worry, it'll be alright.
Minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Coquito, you know she from Puerto Rico.
Yeah. La like James Bond in my black tuxedo. Sauce inside coolin', I've been incognito.
Yeah, always spin up bread, baby, I'm no cheapo. Yeah. Shout out Uncle Billy, he just beat the chemo.
Pretty Spanish mommy, and she call me Chico. She said, como estas, I said, me no speako.
Yeah. Take it till you make it. I call that placebo. God, Father, Son, and Spirit. That's the three amigo. Ay, woke up in the morning, I just did my Devo. That's the way I doodle on my ego.
Yeah,
I think I just might have disappointed Primo. Dang.
That's okay. We just did this for the people.
Feeling sorry for yourself, like, poor me. Pour me, pour me a glass of Coquito.
8 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
She want revival, ever since I had swung viral. She been trying to add some titles, entitled. She don't let me know at the dial. She want revival, ever since I had swung viral. She been trying to add some titles, entitled. She don't let me know at the...
Are you being serious right now?
Wait, oh... Girl, now you wanna chat. I was 19 with no clue where I was at. I was way too down for the shorty in the back. Now I'm up, so you down, tryna swing around back. But don't text my phone, no, no. Mm-mm. Hit my girl, she could tell you how it go. Do a show in your city, I'ma overcharge. Tryna play games with me like it's King of Hearts. Now you wanna know what you missing. On the radio, and now you wanna listen. Need LASIK, you ain't got vision. About you
time, 7 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Like ships in the night, you keep passing me by. We're just wasting time. Try to prove who's right. If it all goes crashing into the sea, if it's just you and me, trying to find a ships in the night, letting cannonballs fly. Say what you mean, and it turns to a fight. Fists fly from my mouth as it turns out. You're down the driveway, I'm on the couch. Chasing your dreams since the violent fifth grade. Trying to believe in your silent own way. Cause we'll be okay, I'm not going away. Like you watched it 14 as it went down the drain. And pops stayed the same and your mom swooped away. How many of our parents seem to make it anyway? We're just fumbling through the gray. Trying to find a heart that's not walking away.
6 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Take our final bow. Oh, it's our time to go. But at least we stole the show. 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 At least we stole the show.
Minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
With my little white thing, funny how time changed. change. Reminiscing days when they used to hit me with the cold shoulder like an ice age. I pray that the real never die, man. That the real never die, man. Cause when I look around at all of my dogs, we came out the right way. Used to sit in the job and kick a freestyle.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Hey! Anxiety inside of me, I think I might die. Losing time, I ain't even in my right mind. Turning 21, feeling like I'm 35. Even though I know it's early to worry, and I've been all on my own. Even when I'm home, taking care of myself and realizing that I'm grown. I got homies on my payroll, we tryna win. People who ain't in my circle tryna get in. Wanna make my parents proud, but then again, that could really wear you out. So in the end, I just wanna be my true self and not pretend. Gotta follow what's up in my heart with no regrets. I've been doing what I gotta do. Even when I feel tired, gotta follow through. They wanna tell me what to say like it's up to you, but I gotta keep it true, show it from my view. I ain't done growing up yet, yeah. I ain't done yet, I ain't done yet.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
I just need a light in this dark place. Now I'm falling for you, hoping I survive the way down. Getting harder, trying to keep your life straight now. Think I'm getting lost in your mind games now. Games, games, don't you know to play games. Games, don't you know to play games. Games, don't you know to play games. I'm getting lost games. In your mind games now.
Just 30 more seconds.
Let's go.
Y'all know how it is, though. Hit it out of here. I might have to
take this show on the road. We go.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Josh Warden.
Well, the throwback uniforms are on, and we're ready for some Sunday baseball in Frisco, Texas. The Rough Riders going for a series win today, something they've not done in the last 2 months, and hoping to close out the series against San Antonio with a victory. Hi again, everybody. Hi atop Riders Field in Frisco, Texas, and sitting alongside the voice of the Frisco Rough Riders, Zach Bigley, I'm Josh Warden, welcoming you into game number 89 on the season of this 138-game Texas League schedule. The Rough Riders are now 10-10 in the second half, aiming to win the second half title and make it back into the postseason. Frisco is 41-47 overall. San Antonio winning the first half title is just 8-12 since the midway point. They are 45-44 overall. They're 3-2 now are the Rough Riders this week, having won yesterday over the Missions, 8-6 the final score, 8 runs on 9 hits, and no errors for the Rough Riders. And now trying to avoid the trend of this week, these two teams have alternated wins every game this series, with the Rough Riders winning Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and the Missions in between on Wednesday, Friday. So if that trend holds, then the Rough Riders will split, but they hope to win their first series since May 21st. On the mound today is the same guy who started on Tuesday to begin this series. Dane Acker gets the ball. Just his fourth start since joining the AA level. He went 5 innings on Tuesday against the Missions and garnered his first win of the season at the AA level. First win of the season overall. First win of his professional career for a guy finishing his NCAA tenure in 2020. So Dane Acker 1-0 with a 3.0 ERA. His counterpart is Ryan Burgert, right-hander who just made his own AA debut even more recently. It was on Tuesday against Frisco. The former sixth-round pick out of West Virginia University went 3 innings, took the loss, giving up 4 earned runs against the Rough Riders. We'll give you the rest of the starting lineups as we continue on the pregame show. Coming up, however, is a player profile with Robbie Ahlstrom. We continue a conversation with the University of Oregon product and one of the newest members of the Rough Riders. The left-handed relief pitcher joins us when we return ahead of a 6:05 start time tonight between the Rough Riders and the Missions. This is Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Riders bring the spirit of the State Fair to Frisco on August 18th for State Fair Night. Come out to Riders Field, enjoy a Fletcher's Corny Dog, interact with Mr. Corny, and watch the Rough Riders play as their alternate identity, the Frisco Corny Dogs. August 18th is State Fair Night, so get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got 2 all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, mmm. Melty cheese, I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce, yes please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger from Whataburger, just like you like it.
We got one more game here in this series from Frisco. It's the Rough Riders and the Missions closing out the week. We're joined by Robbie Ahlstrom on the pregame show, relief pitcher for the Rough Riders out of Placerville, California, and then moved up to Eugene. We get back into his story from the Eugene, Oregon native and former Oregon Duck who just joined the Rough Riders and has made one appearance so far at the AA level. So here is right-handed relief pitcher Robbie Ahlstrom. When you were finishing your college career, drafted in the 7th round, in 2021, the Yankees were the ones selecting you. What was the timeline like after that, where you spent the rest of the 21 season in the Yankees organization but never really pitched at the single A level or anything like that with the Yankees? So tell me about that experience of being in the Yankees organization but getting traded over to the Rangers, and I think it was April of 22.
Yeah, they got me on a plane, I think two days after the draft, got me out there to sign, introduced me to some guys, showed me the facilities in Tampa. But I already had like around 100 innings in college, so they wanted to shut me down just for workload management and all of that. Then went through a full spring training with them, was getting ready to go to the season, and then got the news, got traded. So that was a little crazy. It was a wild experience for sure. But yeah, went straight to the Down East affiliate for the Rangers and got settled in fairly quickly. Got a lot of good guys in this organization, so I felt welcome pretty quickly.
Good. A couple last things with Robbie Ahlstrom here in the pregame show. Getting traded is always a wild experience. How did you hear about
that news, first of all? How did you get informed that you were getting moved over to a different organization?
Yeah, there's a lot of things going around on social media.
Yeah.
There was a leak of the information, and so some people on Instagram knew around the same time I did. So we'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
It's kind of a crazy story,
yeah.
But...
Have you talked with Trevor Hover about his also Yankees to Rangers? Similar story. He heard about it on a DM on Twitter. Have you talked with Trevor about that whole story?
Yeah, we've talked a little bit about that, and then even going back to his days in the Pac-12 and stuff. So we've got kind of a similar background or upbringing, I guess you could say. So.
Absolutely. For a similar story. There's a couple last things here with Robbie Alstrom on the pregame show. I mean, you mentioned Pac-12 and being able to come over from the West Coast. What was it like growing up playing in an area? May not have the pure blood talent always of Texas and Florida and Georgia where you see a lot of guys coming out from, but what does it mean to you to come from the Pacific Northwest and born in California, West Coast, a lot of talent, not always as many names. What does that mean to you to be able to play pro ball?
Yeah, I mean, it's harder to get looks, but if you have the skill set to play and stuff, you'll find a way.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to look at guys like Zavala and Kellen Strom, which is awesome that I get to play with them again.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they found a way. I found a way. So it's a matter of just, like, if you want it bad enough, people will find you.
Yeah. And what was your first interactions? When did you first meet Aaron Zavala and Kellen Strom? How far do those relationships go back?
Yeah, my brother played with Aaron's brother in junior college as well. So I knew him a little bit before college and stuff, and then playing 3 years with him at the University of Oregon.
Yeah.
So knew him for quite a while. And then my brother, he also played with Kellen growing up.
Wow.
And then I played against Kellen in high school.
Cool.
So I've known him for quite a while.
Okay.
So it's pretty crazy how big and small the baseball world can be at times.
Yeah, that's awesome. Last question for you here, Robbie. You finished out your time in Hickory on a really good note. Your last 11 appearances, didn't have a single earned run allowed. Take me through the finish of your time at the high A level, how good you were feeling in that moment, and then the experience of getting the call up and them telling you you're moving up to double A.
Yeah, just a lot of hard work trying to fix my mechanics, get them dialed in. I found a groove and stuck with it, and then was just going out there and trying to just get one hitter out at a time. And it was showing to be successful, so just try to do that, stick to my routine, show up to the field, work every day, try and get 1% better every day. And I'm just going to try and continue that as I get here and get settled in here.
Good. Well, keep it going. Appreciate your time, Robbie. Good luck the rest of the series and the rest of the season. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right. There's Robbie Alstrom on the pregame show. Starting lineups coming up next.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This is Blaine Krim, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Nine more innings to go from Frisco, Texas on the homestand. And we won't be back here until August. Hope you can enjoy some Rough Riders baseball today right here on the Riders Baseball Network. Here are the starting lineups between the San Antonio Missions and the Frisco Rough Riders in this sixth game of the six-game series. For Luke Montz and the Missions, the leadoff hitter and shortstop is Ripken Reyes with his 250th at-bat of the season coming up. He's hitting .269 on the year. Batting second and the designated hitter, Jackson Merrill, with 10 hits this series in his first full week of Double-A baseball. The number one Padres prospect has been really, really good here in Frisco. Juan Fernandez bats third and plays third. And it's the right fielder, Daniel Johnson, hitting cleanup tonight for San Antonio. Marcus Castagnon bats fifth and plays second base. Michael De La Cruz follows him in the lineup and plays first base. Then it's Cole Cummings hitting seventh and playing left field. Corey Howell bats eighth and plays center field. Brandon Valenzuela is the final hitter in the lineup and the catcher tonight for San Antonio. It's a lineup of three switch hitters, three left-handed hitters, and three right-handed hitters for the Missions. Here's the starters for Carlos Cardoza's squad. The Frisco Rough Riders begin with Jax Biggers, moves into the leadoff role. Luis Angel Acuna has the day off today, so Biggers takes his spot. A spot that's exchange hands. Sometimes Aaron Zavala of late, and sometimes Acuna a bit more the name often, but it's Jax Biggers hitting 204 on the season with 29 RBIs. Batting second and playing center field is Evan Carter with 5 hits this series and 5 RBIs, tied with Thomas Ajayi, who bats third and plays short. Liam Hicks is hitting cleanup and the first baseman tonight. Josh Hatcher bats fifth, playing right field. Kellen Strom hits sixth. He'll play left field. Then it's the designated hitter hitting seventh, David Garcia. Scott Capers bats eighth and is the catcher tonight, and Chris Seitz bats ninth and plays third base. There are 3 catchers on the roster for the Rough Riders. They're all in the same lineup today. Hicks is over at first base, Garcia DHing, and Capers actually doing the catching duties for the Rough Riders tonight. Frisco winning yesterday 8-6, 8 runs on 9 hits, no errors. The Mission 6 runs on 7 hits and 1 error. The highlight play, Thomas Ajayi's 3rd grand slam of the season. He had a single earlier in the game to take the Texas League lead in hits, and he did more than just a slap single in the ballgame. His round tripper for 4 runs that proved to be the difference and then some, and the 2-run win for the Rough Riders. Nick Starr was the winning pitcher, going 2 innings without a run allowed. And the Rough Riders, who had gone 0-for-6 with runners in scoring position the day before, turned it around yesterday, going 5-for-10 with runners at second or third, and did very well in yesterday's game, scoring runs. 8-6 the final yesterday to win 3 out of the first 5 games of this series. They could win the series today if the Rough Riders claim victory. We'll come back with First Pitch right here with Zach Bigley on the play-by-play when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For 3 games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Angel Acuna wins it for the Rough Riders. A fly ball into left center field with some carry. Acuna to the warning track. It's out of here!
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Swing and a drive. Deep right field. It's long gone for a grand slam.
Holy cow, that ball is smoked. That ball's gone. Jax Biggers pounds one over the Lazy River.
Thomas Ajayi, a titanic blast to left field.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in, he's under it, he makes the catch! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Josh Warden.
On a gorgeous Sunday, the Frisco Rough Riders finish out their six-game series against the San Antonio Missions, and a victory today would mean a series victory for the Rough Riders. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Riders Field alongside Josh Warden. I'm Zach Bigley, and very happy to have you along. Dane Acker gets the start for the Rough Riders today. It's his second start of this series, and he was brilliant his first time out. Five innings, just one run allowed for his first career minor league victory. Ripken Reyes is ready to start things off for the San Antonio Missions, and we are just about set for baseball in this series finale. The Rough Riders winning last night 8-6. Thomas Sajacy with the big swing, a grand slam, his third of the season, the Rough Riders eighth. And here we go. Dane Acker back into his wind. The first pitch of the game is high and outside. One ball and no strikes, and we're underway. 6:06 with the game's first pitch. It's 93 degrees with a feels like of 94, sun shining up above. The 1-0 offering. Upper edge outside corner, a called strike. It's 1-1. 8-mile-an-hour winds, lazily blowing out to left field. Acker looks in for his sign. The right-hander's got it. And the 1-1 pitch. A fly ball lifted down the left field line. Strom, a long run, and he watched it go foul near the Rough Riders' bullpen, and it's a ball and two strikes on Ripken Reyes, the shortstop. Ripken Reyes has been an on-base machine all season long, leading all of baseball professional ranks, including major leagues, with 35 hit-by-pitches this season. He's the league leader in on-base percentage at .422. The 1-2 pitch, just low, and it's two balls and two strikes. There's the first changeup of the day for Dane Acker. We'll see three different pitches that he'll mix in. The 2-2. Fisted in the air on a line drive, lazily hit to the third baseman. CeCe makes the catch chest high, and there's one away. Top of the first inning, no score. Here's Jackson Merrill, the number one prospect in the Padres organization and the ninth best prospect in all of baseball. He has shown it off in this series, 10 for 24 with a home run, six RBIs, five runs scored. Here's the windback in the pitch. High and outside, one ball, no strikes. He's hit safely in all five games in this series so far, including multiple hit affairs in the last three. The 1-0, high and outside. Two balls and no strikes in the designated hitter today, normally a shortstop. Former first-round pick back in 2021 by the Padres. Acker peels back the 2-0. Merrill watches down low and inside. It's three balls and no strikes. Dane Acker, as good as he was in the opener of this series, the one thing he did struggle with were the walks. He walked four batters in five innings. The pitch is on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 3-1. It's the fourth career double-A start for Dane Acker. Three of them, in fact, have come against the San Antonio Missions. The 3-1. Swinging a foul off Capers back behind home, and it's three balls and two strikes. In his first career double-A start, he went four innings at San Antonio, allowing three runs. He struck out five in that start. Three balls, two strikes on Jackson Merrill. The wind back in the pitch. A fly ball off the end of the bat into center field and right at Evan Carter, who's there to make the chest-high grab. Two outs, and Juan Fernandez stands in. Both outs recorded by Dane Acker have been softly hit, missing the barrel. Defense behind Dane Acker looks like this for San Antonio. It's Kellen Strom in left, Evan Carter in center, and Josh Hatcher in right field. Chris Cease has third, Thomas Sajacy the shortstop today. First pitch. Fernandez watches high and inside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Jax Biggers is the Riders' second baseman. Liam Hicks at first base, and Scott Capers does the catching today for Acker. The right-hander is 1-0. The curveball drops in for a strike, and it's 1-1. Juan Fernandez, 6-for-17 in the series. He's playing in his 42nd career game against the Rough Riders over the last 3 years. The pitch shuttles high, and it's two balls and one strike. Juan Fernandez has been a mainstay in this lineup. Rough Riders have seen plenty of him. He's done some pretty good damage in this series. 2-1 pitch. He fouls it back off to our right. It's two balls and two strikes. Now on Fernandez with the bases clear and two outs. Top of the first inning just underway on what is a perfect day for baseball in Frisco. Dane Acker, 6'2", 189 pounds. The right-hander, 24 years old, a native of College Station. Here's the windback and the 2-2. Just high, three balls, two strikes. He spent the offseason in Mansfield and worked out here in this area. He works from the first base side of the rubber, shoulder square just offset to home plate. To our left side, he winds in the payoff pitch. Swinging a ground ball, hit foul into the Riders' dugout left side. And it's three balls and two strikes still on Fernandez. This is just his 21st minor league start in his career. A record of 1-4, a 3.99 ERA in his career. Tommy John surgery that had wiped out all but two starts in his 2021 season and then missed most of last season because of that, too. The pitch is popped up skyward, left side. So JC at shortstop going back into a back pedal. He's under it. He makes the catch, falling off to his left side, and hauls onto the baseball. And Evan Carter and his smile at each other as they jog off the field. 1-2-3 inning for Dane Acker in the first. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Riders to the plate next in a scoreless ballgame on the Riders Baseball Network. Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speed start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Bottom half of the first inning, Jax Biggers to start things off for the Rough Riders, followed by Evan Carter and Thomas Sajacy against Ryan Berger, making his second start in this series and his second career AA start. Happy you're with us on this Sunday afternoon in the first pitch. There's a fly ball into center field. This one sending Hal back a couple steps. Now he comes jogging in, and he makes the catch. A routine fly out to center by Jax Biggers on the first pitch. Evan Carter makes his way to the plate. Carter's had a great series. He's homered twice. He has five hits, but he's walked eight times in this series. The first pitch, strike on the upper edge outside corner from Ryan Burgert, and it's 0-1. Carter has scored five runs and driven in five runs in the set. The offering home, swing and a miss, and a good pitch low, and it's 0-2. Burgert, the 23-year-old out of Canton, Ohio, went to West Virginia for college, and he was drafted in the sixth round in 2021 by the Padres. In the opener of this series, he allowed four runs over his three innings, striking out three and walking two. The 0-2 is at the letters. Strike three called right down the middle with a 94-mile-an-hour fastball, and Evan Carter caught looking. Two outs.
Andrew,
as Sajacy stands in now. In from the right side today, batting 310 on the season. What a season it's been for Thomas. The first pitch. And this is just low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Nate Diedrich has balls and strikes behind the plate. Chris Presley Murphy is our first base umpire, and Ben Engstrand down the third base line. 1-0. Low and outside of the dirt, two balls and no strikes. So JC, a grand slam home run yesterday, his 14th of the year to lead the club. Also leads the team with 70 RBIs, which is tied for second in the Texas League this year. 2-0. Outside, three balls and no strikes. Defense behind Ryan Berger today is Cole Cummings in left, Corey Howell in center, and Daniel Johnson in right field. Berger has his sign. The right-hander winds in the 3-0 pitch. Fastball popped foul right side. 3-0 green light from Sajacy. 3-1. Juan Fernandez at third base for San Antonio. Ripken Reyes in shortstop. Marcos Castagnon is the second baseman. Michael De La Cruz at first. And Brandon Valenzuela at catcher. The pitch. Outside ball four. Thomas Sajacy works a walk with two down in the first inning, and Liam Hicks, batting in the cleanup spot for the first time this year, makes his way to the plate. The highest that Hicks has batted in the order this year is sixth. And here he is in the cleanup spot in this finale. Burgard from the stretch, first pitch. Takes down, though, and inside, one ball and no strikes. There's good reason for Hicks to be hitting in this spot, though. He's been one of the hottest bats for the Rough Riders this week. A five-game hitting streak. A 7-for-18, that's a 389 average. He's doubled three times. Burgard stretches. He lets it go. Catches right down the middle of the plate. And it's one ball and one strike. A pole side shift on the infield defensively for San Antonio today. For the left-handed batting Hicks, first baseman in today's ballgame. The 0-2, swing and a miss. He struck him out. Or beg your pardon, that's the 1-1 pitch. It's now one ball and two strikes. Hicks down to the count, 1-2. Runner at first, two outs, bottom of the first inning, no score. Berger ready from the stretch. He lets it go. Down low and inside. Two balls and two strikes. Hicks is 4-for-10 in this series. Two RBIs and an RBI double yesterday. They did a disappearing act into the left field wall in foul territory. The pitch. It bounces down to the dirt. Kicks away from Valenzuela, but Sajacy stays at first base. Valenzuela able to pounce on it, and it's three balls and two strikes now on Hicks. Berger dispatched to the first two batters in just four pitches. And a five-pitch walk to Sajacy. This will be the sixth pitch to Liam Hicks. Right-hander from the middle of the slab, ready from the stretch. And the 23-year-old fires over to first base. There's nobody holding him on, and it bounces up over the tarp and into the stands. Oh, man. Hello, blooper reel. So JC up to second base on the throwing error with a 3-2 count and two outs. The first baseman, De La Cruz, backed off, not holding him on because JC was going to be off on the pitch anyway. And so Berger threw on to first base, and it just went right by nobody into the stands. Runner in scoring position now. And see if Liam Hicks can give the Rough Riders a 1-0 lead with a base hit here. The offering home. He swings, bounces it up the first baseline. De La Cruz fields. Underhand flip to Berger. It's in time for the out, and that ends the first inning. So no runs across on no hits, one error, and one runner left on base. Top of the second inning next, no score on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing. The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friends and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all on the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
This is Evan Carter with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Top half of the second inning, Rough Riders and Missions. Final game of this six-game series alongside Josh Warden. I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you. Daniel Johnson, the batter, to lead things off against Dane Acker, who worked a 1-2-3 first inning. 18 pitches across for him, 10 in the strike zone. Johnson has homered twice in this series. First pitch, high and outside. One ball, no strikes. Johnson, a .254 hitter this year. 8 homers, 36 runs batted in. Those 8 home runs lead the club. The pitch. Strike on the upper edge, outside corner, and it's 1-1. 28-year-old veteran. Slightly open stance from the left side. Acker looks over the top of his glove, winds in the 1-1 pitch. Bounces down into the dirt. 2 balls and 1 strike. Every game in this series has been won by the team that didn't win the day before. It's been every other, with the Rough Riders winning games 1, 3, and 5. The pitch has popped up left side and into the seats. 2-2. Missions winning game 2 and game 4. So if it continues, of course, that means the Missions win today. The Rough Riders trying to stop that, and they feel pretty good with Dane Acker on the hill today. Acker, a guy who was highly regarded when he was drafted by the Oakland Athletics and then came over along with Jonah Heim in a deal in 2021. The 2-2. Swinging a line drive, laced foul left side. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. He never actually pitched for the Oakland Athletics organization and came over and made 2 starts for Down East before undergoing Tommy John surgery in 2021. Texas Rangers organization is his home. The pitch fouled straight back, and it's still 2-2 on Johnson. He currently slots in as the number 22 prospect in the Rangers organization. Spent his time collegiately between 3 different universities, first at Rice and then at San Jacinto Junior College, and then finished out at Oklahoma. The 2-2. Swinging a hard ground ball through the right side. A base hit for Daniel Johnson, who continues to hit the ball hard in this series. That one, 106 miles per hour exit velocity. And Josh and I did the same thing there. You heard that sound and immediately looked to see how hard that ball was hit. Hit hard by Daniel Johnson. He's aboard with the first hit by either side today. And Marcos Castagnon bats. 0-0 our score in the top of the second inning. Dane Acker working from the first base side of the rubber from the stretch, and the first pitch is high and inside to Castagnon. 1 ball, no strikes. Fastball at 93 miles an hour there. Acker didn't spend long at Oklahoma because of the 2020 season and the COVID-shortened year. But he sure made a good impression on the Sooners fans, throwing a no-hitter against LSU. Here's the stretch. And the right-hander, the 1-0. Curveball this time, and he misses low and outside. It's 2 balls and no strikes. That no-hitter, 117 pitches, is at the Shriners College Classic. First Oklahoma no-hitter since 1989. The 2-0 slips high, 3 balls and no strikes. Second hitter in this game, he's gone 3-0-2. Only made four starts that year for Oklahoma. 3.51 ERA. And then, of course, the season came to an end. 3-0 pitch. Clips the bottom of the zone, a strike with a changeup. 3-1. Acker was taken in the fourth round in that 2020 draft by Oakland. The 2020 draft is one that is going to be talked about for a long, long time because it was such a difficult draft for a lot of teams. The pitch. Low and outside, it's ball four, and the first two have reached against Acker in the second inning. Single and a walk, and here's Michael De La Cruz. No score, top of the second inning. That 2020 draft was so tough because teams didn't have a lot to go off of on a lot of these guys. You know, a lot of that scouting is done during the season, whether it be high school or at the collegiate level. And because of the shortened season, you're going off a lot of stuff from the year before and not seeing how good some of these guys have become or if anybody's fallen off. First pitch, La Cruz takes down and into the dirt. Capers picks it on a backhand, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. A lot of people are going to talk about the Texas draft in 2020 for a long time, hopefully, in the five rounds, as Capers calls time and goes out and chats with Acker. Four of the guys have already been to Frisco or are currently here. Justin Foscue was their first-round selection. And, of course, Evan Carter famously taken in the second round, in which a lot of people were not very happy about on the national level because they didn't think Evan Carter was very highly ranked. He has turned out to be their top prospect and the number six prospect in all minor league baseball as his highest ranking. Tecole Roby was taken with the third round selection. And, of course, Thomas Sujacy in the fifth round. The only one that hasn't reached to the AA level so far is Dylan McClain. He's still in down east. The 1-0 pitch. Curveball slips outside. It's 2 balls and no strikes. And Sujacy has certainly become a prospect a lot of people are talking about with the stuff that he's doing here at the AA level this year. He's arguably been the Rough Riders' best player throughout the season. The 2-0 pitch. High and outside. 3 balls and no strikes. Acker was taken one pick after Braves pitcher Spencer Strider, who's been one of the best pitchers in baseball over the last couple of years. It was in the fourth round. The 3-0 pitch. Outside edge of strike, and it's 3-1. It's always easy to look back at drafts and say, what were they thinking? I'm sure that one's going to be talked about for a long, long time. 3 balls and 1 strike on De La Cruz, the pitch. A ground ball to the right side and pass to diving Hicks at first base into right field. Johnson around 30 comes in without a throw, and San Antonio takes a 1-0 advantage in the second inning. Three consecutive base runners against Dane Acker. Single, walk, and single. Michael De La Cruz driving in his fifth run of the series. Cole Cummings makes his way to the plate. Cummings a home run earlier in this series. The pitch, it's fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. He homered in game two. A 3-run home run to left field. That was to knock Justin Slayton out of his start. Riders ended up falling in that game 13-3. 0-1 pitch. Swinging a soft ground ball up the middle. It's fielded at second by Biggers. On to Sujacy for one. On to first base. A double play. Well, the Rough Riders roll the double play behind Acker, and there are two outs. Castagnon goes down to third. Corey Howe to the plate. 4-6-3. Biggers to Sajacy. And on to Hicks. Corey Howe, the batter from the right side. Howe has a home run in this series as well. Missions are out homering the Rough Riders in the set. First pitch. Fastball slips to the inside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. 7-4, they're being out homered in this series. Acker ready from the stretch, and the 0-1. Curveball, outside corner, a strike, 0-2. Top of the zone. 1-0 San Antonio, top of the second inning. Two down, runner at third, 0-2 on Howell. The 0-2, high. One ball and two strikes. Rough Riders have had some pretty good offense in this series, though, so an early deficit is not too terribly concerning. Frisco trailed 2-0 after the first inning yesterday before coming back to win. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball tagged in the air to left field, but right at Kellen Strom. Maneuvers to his right, makes the catch. Side retired. Run across on two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. San Antonio takes the lead. Bottom of the second coming up on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Josh Hatcher leads it off for the Rough Riders in the bottom half of the second inning. Frisco trailing 1-0 on this gorgeous Sunday evening. Happy you're with us. 93 degrees. Sun shining up above, though on its way towards the horizon. We'll have fireworks later today. First pitch to Hatcher is right down the middle, a strike, and it's 0-1. 1-0 San Antonio. They lead it on an RBI single. The pitch is a strike as well, and it's 0-2. Josh Hatcher has a home run in this series. He's just 2-for-12, though. He's driven in 3 runs. RBIs have been the name of the game for him. The pitch is just low, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. So far, Hatcher has played in 17 games coming into today. He's driven in 20 runs. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him upstairs with a fastball at 93 for strike 3. One away on the second strikeout for Ryan Berger. And here's Kellen Strong. 1-0 San Antonio. Strom had an RBI double in yesterday's game, his only hit in the series. 1-for-14. First pitch. The right-hander slashes it foul right side. It's 0-1. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Ryan Berger had a seemingly promising career going at West Virginia in college. The 0-1 misses high. 1 ball and 1 strike. in 2020. It looked like he was off to a really good career as he struck out 30% of the batters he faced. The 1-1 is on the outside corner, a strike, and it's one ball and two strikes. But Tommy John surgery wiped out his entire spring in 2021. And he fell to the sixth round of the Padres. It looked like he was going to be a first or second round pick by the way he was going. Still trying to find his way a little bit in the minors and still just 23 years old. The pitch, swing and a miss. He struck him out. Got him with a slider. Back-to-back strikeout start off the second inning for David Garcia. 1-0, San Antonio leads it. In 2022, Berger spent the entire season with high A Fort Wayne, making 24 starts and ERA just under 6. The pitch, high and outside, one ball and no strikes. Things completely turned around this year in Fort Wayne. 14 appearances, a 2.63 ERA. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Nasty slider down low and inside, and it's one ball and one strike on Garcia. And now up here at the double-A level, he delivers in the 1-1. Swing and a grounder foul towards the Mission's dugout. It's one ball and two strikes. So the Rough Riders did not see a great version of Burgert on Tuesday, but so far he looks pretty locked in this one outside of the throwing error that he had in the first inning. Second inning has been completely different with the first two batters going down via strikeout. Now the 1-2 to Garcia. Swinging a fly ball out to left field. This one pushing Cummings back just slightly. He's got room though, makes the catch, and the side comes to a close in the second. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. A 1-2-3 inning for Ryan Burgert. We go to the top of the third inning next. 1-0 San Antonio, and Josh Warden on the play-by-play when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey guys, this is Noah Bremer, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network. Go Riders!
Before we move on to the third inning in Frisco, Texas, thanks for joining us, everybody, on the Riders Baseball Network alongside Zach Bigley. I'm Josh Warden. Third inning, it's a 1-0 lead for the visiting San Antonio Missions in the final game of this series. Dane Acker still going in his start, facing Brandon Valenzuela. Switch hitter getting his first chance of the day. First pitch is hit hard to right field on a line. Coming in, diving, making the catch. Josh Hatcher rolls over and holds on to it. What a play by the new right fielder, Josh Hatcher. Makes a tremendous catch coming in on that ball and tumbles over, holding on to it. Reaching all the way around. Reaching all the way out, plants his right forearm on the grass, holding on. Josh Hatcher makes the play, not normally a right fielder. It's his second start at that position with the Rough Riders. Now it's Ripken Reyes, and he takes a strike. It's 0-1. So Dane Acker gets a fly out to the right fielder. Nice play by Josh Hatcher to put away Valenzuela. Top of the order now, Reyes at the plate. The 0-1 toss with the bases empty. It is hit foul over the left side, and it's 0-2. This is Reyes lined out in his 250th at-bat of the season and his first today. He's now 5 for 20 on the series, but he's walked three times and gotten hit three times. The 0-2 toss to Reyes. It is high and outside on a fastball at 94. The next closest teammate has 6 hit-by-pitches this season. He has 35. That's how big the gap is. The 1-2 is lined towards third base again. Cease running back, turns around, it's over his head, and lands in shallow left field, base hit. Almost the exact same looping pop-up he hit in his first inning at-bat, but this one about 15 feet further, and Cease unable to get underneath it. It's a base hit for Ripken Reyes, his 6th hit of the series. Just 65 miles an hour off the bat, looping it into left. One out and a runner aboard for the Missions. Jackson Merrill, the hitter, hitting from the left side. 10 for 25 on the series is the young Merrill. First pitch to him is high and outside, and ball one. Just his 9th game played in Double-A baseball, Merrill, the number one prospect in the Padres organization, went 2 for 4 yesterday with 3 flyouts, including a sac fly. A 1-0 toss is grounded left side. He was late on a fastball and a foul ball. The sac fly in the 9th inning, he was the tying run at the plate when the Missions came into the inning trailing by 4. Ended up bringing the tying run up, and Merrill flew out near the warning track to right field on a ball that sounded like it might have home run distance off the bat, but it died in right just in front of the track, and the Missions went on to lose the game. A 1-1 toss to Jackson Merrill. It is fisted toward second base, so J.C. dives it past Tamler Biggers, I should say, into center field, and a base hit for Jackson Merrill. Going first to third, Ripken Reyes slides in feet first. And it's a back-to-back base hit situation for the Missions. Jackson Merrill picks up his 11th hit of the series. Didn't get all of it, just in on the hands and got jammed. But able to get enough muscle behind it to push it into center field. There is a reliever in the Rough Riders bullpen. Grant Wolfram has been loosening quickly. And it looks like he might get the call here as Carlos Cardoza is the one walking out of the Frisco dugout. And Dane Acker, who got the first guy out this inning, and on a lower pitch count, after all, he only pitched on Tuesday, going 5 innings, and will exit here for Grant Wolfram. So back-to-back singles for the Missions. They're trying to extend a 1-0 lead over the Rough Riders in the 3rd inning. We'll continue after this as Grant Wolfram comes in on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Covered Wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride!
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our 4 Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friends and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all on the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, the tall southpaw out of Michigan, native of Hamilton, Michigan, Grant Wolfram comes out of the bullpen for the Rough Riders. His second appearance of this series. Wolfram with a 2.92 ERA. His 16th appearance of the season has runners on the corners. After back-to-back singles, Dane Acker out of the ballgame. Missions lead at 1-0. Juan Fernandez the batter. And Wolfram's first pitch of his day to the right-hander Fernandez is a swing and a miss. Good-looking breaking ball to the outside corner, and it's 0-1 to Fernandez. Wolfram pitched 3 days ago, faced six batters, got five of them out. Just one hit, no runs allowed. He got the win and the victory over the Missions. Here's the 0-1 toss to Juan Fernandez. Breaking ball fouled back, and it's 0-2 from Wolfram. Also came in fairly early in relief that day, pitched the fourth and fifth innings against San Antonio. It's been very good for the Rough Riders. His last five decisions include four wins and a save. Former 18th round draft pick out of Davenport University. Runners on the corners and one out. Time is called by Fernandez. Dane Acker's day is done. He pitches into the third inning and allows one run. He is responsible for the two runners aboard. Four hits in two and a third innings. One walk and no strikeouts for Acker. Through 49 pitches. The 0-2, a grounder third base side foul by about 2 feet. Fielded by Cease beyond the bag. And still an 0-2 count to Juan Fernandez. He popped out in his first at bat. And is now the first Missions hitter to face Grant Wolfram in the third inning. Outfield playing a step deep. The wind pretty much dying down and non-existent at the moment. Infield playing back, hoping for a double play ball. One out and an 0-2 count. Wolfram works in to Juan Fernandez. And a swing and a miss. Breaking ball again. Got him with the slider. Two outs in the inning thanks to Grant Wolfram. Got him on an 0-2 pitch. And Fernandez is down, their top hitter with a 294 average. And now it's Daniel Johnson. He's been their top hitter this series. 1,300 OPS this week on base plus slugging. He's walked five times and got his seventh hit of the series earlier today. He's 1-for-1 with a single. Two outs, runners in the corners. First pitch to Johnson is at the knees and a strike. This fastball, the low inside corner. Wolfram has been painting that black. Two sliders that just barely nestled into that corner of the strike zone. It was the low outside corner to Fernandez. He hits the same spot in the strike zone to Johnson, a left-hand hitter, so the low inside part. Here's the 0-1. A check swing and a foul ball. Johnson barely went around. It caroms off the catcher capers. If Johnson taps him on the shoulder with his hand and asks if he's all right. Now Wolfram ahead 0-2 on Johnson, just like he was on Fernandez. He inherits runners on the corners. Got out of a jam 3 days ago when he picked up the win. It was bases loaded, one out. He got a strikeout and a foul out to avoid any further damage. No runs in off of Wolfram 3 days ago. This time runners on the corners, one out. One strike away from getting out of it. The 0-2, runner goes. The pitch is inside, a fake throw to second. And no throw anywhere. Stolen base for Jackson Merrill. So he's into second. Capers bluffed his way. Ripken Reyes came pretty far off of third base, but there was no fielder there to backpick him there. Capers looking his way. But no chance. The runners at second and third now for the Missions. Two down. Here's the 1-2 toss from Grant Wolfram. It swung on, a ground ball softly towards second. Biggers plays it easily, throws to first. There's the inning. Grant Wolfram works his Houdini magic once again, getting out of a jam, retiring the only two batters he faces in the third inning. And the Missions go scoreless in the third despite back-to-back singles. Two runners left in scoring position. Then we head to the bottom of the third inning. San Antonio with a 1-0 lead on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
It's time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cloudless skies, 95 degrees on Yellowstone night here in Frisco, Texas. Welcome back, everybody. Bottom of the third inning with the Rough Riders trailing 1-0 to San Antonio. It is Scott Keepers, Chris Cease, and Jax Biggers to the plate for the Rough Riders against Ryan Berger. Berger goes into his wind, and the righty deals home. Off-speed, swung on and missed to begin the at-bat. Yellowstone night, the TV show Yellowstone, the theme of the day. Denham Richards here tonight. The 0-1 toss a slider down and away. He plays Colby in the TV show Yellowstone. Zach and I have our Yellowstone belt buckles on today. Here's the 1-1 to Capers, breaking ball up and in. Two balls and a strike to the catcher. Pretty cool belt buckles is the giveaway today.
You know, I have to say, I've never worn a belt buckle before.
Same.
And
a 2-1 pitch to Capers. He swings out in front on a slider. It's 2-2.
I was a little concerned how it was going to feel sitting down.
Okay.
It's totally comfortable.
You worried it might pinch or, like, rub into your belly?
I think we're good.
Nah, you'd be fine. I wasn't worried about it. We're Oregonians. We don't wear belt buckles out there on the West Coast. Here's the 2-2. Line drive towards short over Reyes into left center. Base hit. Cut off by Cummings to hold Capers at first base. A leadoff knock for Scott Capers. His first hit of the series in his third game. He's 1-for-8 now. And he's 1-for-1 today.
Yeah, it's got to feel good for Scott Capers. That's his first hit since July 9th. Yeah, it's been a while for him.
Did it with two strikes. Brings up Chris Cease, who had a rough patch, but he's been hitting well this series. Five hits, a couple doubles. He's at the plate. First pitch is high and in, ball one, to begin Cease's first at-bat of the day.
I figured we'd go all out, but it's a pretty sturdy belt buckle, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's solid metal.
This thing could take a bullet.
I wouldn't recommend it.
1-0. Swing and a foul tap. Just to clarify, these are not advertised as bulletproof belt buckles. Don't try anything at home, folks. Don't sue us.
Well, Josh said.
No. I said nothing. One ball, one strike. Berger comes home with a pitch. A slider down in the dirt. It's 2-1 to Chris Cease. Outfield playing a step deep to Cease. Stand in the bottom of the third inning. San Antonio leads it 1-0. Final game of this series. The 2-1 to Cease. A check swing. He made contact and held on by Valenzuela. And now they're calling catcher's interference. Cease. There was a tap for sure. Valenzuela saying, no, it wasn't contact. It was a foul tip in my glove. But home plate umpire Nate Diedrich saying that was the bat making contact with the mitt. And catcher's interference is called, so Cease is gifted first base, and Luke Mons is having none of it. The skipper for the Missions is up in Nate Diedrich's face and pointing at him. Diedrich getting a couple words in, and now he waves the arm and throws out Luke Mons. Mons continues to get his words in and now starts to walk away to the first base umpire, Chris Presley Murphy. He wants some help from Presley Murphy to say, was it actually catcher's interference?
And I don't think that he can make that call. I think that's only the home plate umpire's call.
Yeah, it's not a check swing. I mean, it's hard for him to see from that angle. So Luke Mons gets rung here, his run here in the third inning with nobody out. It puts runners at first and second for the Rough Riders at the top of the order coming up. So Mons understandably displeased with the situation he's in. It was a weird swing from Chris Cease.
Can't tell from the replay.
Yeah, it's hard to say. I mean, he did swing high. The pitch was high, and so was the glove. Valenzuela, the catcher, immediately argued it, and Luke Mons did so even more. So, catcher's interference, Chris Cease aboard. It pushes Scott Capers to second base. Jax Biggers is up. Nobody out. Bottom of the third inning. This is the 24th game these two teams have played against each other this season, and Luke Mons will miss the final six innings and change of it. He walks slowly up the right field line. He'll go back into the clubhouse. These two teams will finish either split over the season series against each other, or Frisco will win the season series. They're 12-11. Frisco holding a one-game advantage over the Missions thanks to yesterday's win. Very evenly matched series over the course of this 2023 season. It was the only road series win that the Rough Riders had this whole year was in San Antonio. The Rough Riders have not won another series on the road. That was the very first road trip the Rough Riders took, going 4-2 at the Wolf. They've only won one series since then. That was at home 2 months ago. Well, Jax Biggers is ready, so is Ryan Berger. First pitch is low and outside, ball one. Biggers showing bunt and ready to place down a sacrifice. The infield is playing in on the corners, and the middle infielders playing somewhat towards double play combo, but Castagnon, the second baseman, playing more towards the hole in between first and second. To the lefty, Biggers. Here's the 1-0. He does bunt, pops it up behind home plate. Valenzuela underneath it. The catcher makes a basket catch. Biggers pounds his bat into the dirt twice in frustration, and he is out number one. Evan Carter is next. The runners hold at first and second. Capers in scoring position. And Chris Cease at first. In this series, the Rough Riders and Missions have alternated wins. More recently, the Rough Riders winning. First pitch to Evan Carter. Breaking ball. He taps off the end of the bat. Shallow center field. Dropping fast. It lands. Base hit. Capers around third. The throw in from center field is past the catcher, and Capers scores. Runners get up to second and third. Capers was had a bang-bang play at the plate, but Valenzuela unable to snag the throw in from center, and Capers slides in. We've got a tie ball game at one. Evan Carter gets the RBI single to shallow center field at the very end of the bat. Howell's throw was a decent one. Landed in front of home plate about 6 or 7 feet in front of the dish. And Valenzuela had it scoot past him. Had a pretty good chance at tagging out Capers had he fielded it cleanly. Now the infield pulled in. Two in scoring position. The Rough Riders looking to take the lead. Thomas Sejasi, the batter. First pitch to him. Swung on, a ground ball towards short. Reyes snags it. Thinks about home. Throws to first. He goes there. And the Rough Riders take the lead. RBI ground out. Thomas Sejasi. It scores Chris Cease from third base. The Rough Riders lead it 2-1. So JC does his job. Even with the infield pulled in, he didn't hit it right at Ripken Reyes. He had to go towards second base to his left. And with his momentum not really coming towards home, he didn't want to risk missing it out completely. And he looked at home just for a second and thought about it and decided, nah, better get the out. Probably the right choice. Thomas Sejasi gets credit for a 6-3 RBI groundout. Liam Hicks, the batter, 2-1 Frisco. First pitch to him is high for ball one. Evan Carter advanced to third base on the sequence. And Chris Cease scored. Capers scored back in the single for Carter. So runner at third for the Rough Riders. Now leading 2-1 over the Missions. The 1-0 pitch to Hicks is on the outside edge on a slider. It's 1-1. Mentioned the trend of these teams trading wins this week. The one trend that has not continued is that there was no wire-to-wire victory yesterday. The Rough Riders had a comeback win. And once again today, they give up the first lead, but then take one of their own. Here's the 1-1. Hicks fouls it back, taking a partial swing, went most of the way around, and it's now 1-2. 2-1 Frisco. A crooked number here in the third inning. The Rough Riders pulling ahead. Yesterday gave up a run in the first inning and then came back with a four-run fourth inning to take the lead. The two-strike pitch to Hicks. Slider, he wallops to right field. Hooking foul. A towering foul ball. And it does land beyond the San Antonio bullpen. Got an absolute rocket way up in the air and foul by about 40 feet wide of the pole. But Hicksy made good contact. A slider down the middle of the zone was out in front of it. But got it on the barrel. One ball, two strikes to the catcher turned first baseman, Liam Hicks. Carter at third. Here comes the pitch. It is high on a tailing fastball, 2-2. Hicks batting cleanup for the first time this season, trying to clean off the base paths and score Evan Carter from third, taking a sizable lead about 20 feet off the line. The 1-2 is hit to center field and softly hit. Howell running in. He gets there in time. He puts it away, and the inning is over. The Rough Riders score two runs to take a 2-1 lead. RBI single for Evan Carter. RBI ground down for Thomas Ajayce. And the Rough Riders are in front. 2-1 Frisco heading to the fourth inning of the Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Huge, gigantic, enormous. Whatever you want to call it, two free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Get ready to return to the classroom on August 5th. At Riders Field on Saturday, August 5th, we celebrate college night at 7:05 p.m. Enjoy the beer specials, a college fair, plus ticket packs available for the best value in a Riders University crew neck you can select in your school's color. Get your pencils and paper ready and get your tickets for college night on August 5th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Well, the Rough Riders came into the third inning with a deficit. They exit with a lead over the San Antonio Missions. Grant Wolfram is now the pitcher of record, having gotten out of the jam in last inning, keeping the 1-0 deficit as it stood. Runners on the corners, one out, and he got two outs to not allow any runs last inning after Dane Acker exited to finish his start. So it's 2-1 Frisco. Wolfram facing the middle of the San Antonio order. It's Marcos Castagnon to begin in the top of the fourth inning. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Zach Bigley, I'm Josh Warden. First pitch to Castagnon. As you shot the outside, ball one. Through three innings, the Missions with one run on four hits. And no errors. And the Rough Riders with two runs on two hits, no errors. Wolfram's 1-0 toss is fisted towards second base over Bigger's head. It lands in the Bermuda Triangle between center field and right. Stopped by Carter, holds Castagnon to a single. And he manages to plunk one in the shallow right center grass for a leadoff base hit. His eighth hit of the series in 20 at-bats. And a good start for Castagnon, recently up to the AA level in the UC Santa Barbara product. Gets aboard. Michael De La Cruz, the hitter, in the top of the fourth inning. 2-1 Frisco, with the tying run, is aboard for the Missions. Wolfram's first pitch to the switch hitter is at the knees for a strike. Three switch hitters in this lineup. They bat first, sixth, and ninth for the mission. So spread out with an even number of righties, lefties, and switch hitters, three apiece in the mission starting crew today. The 0-1 to De La Cruz is hit on the ground to third, fielded cleanly by Cease. He goes to second in time. Biggers turns, got him for a double play. 5-4-3, the twin killing, second double play of the day. And that wipes out Castagnon. Two down, bases empty. Wolfram cleans off the base paths. It is the 79th double play of the season for the Rough Riders, first in the league and seventh of the series against San Antonio. Cease to Biggers to Hicks. Base is empty, two down. Cole Cummings, the batter. 2-1 Frisco in the fourth inning. Wolfram begins the at-bat. The pitch inside, ball one to Cole Cummings. Cummings had the other double play today. 4-6-3, the turn, and that one in a scoreless second inning. That was the one run that had come in just before the double play. The 1-0 toss. Cuts across the zone on a fastball, and it's 1-1. Rough Riders playing good defense, also shut it down late yesterday, a save in the ballgame yesterday. That's a rarity. The Rough Riders have not gotten a lot of saves this season. It was Matt Bush getting the final two outs yesterday. The 1-1 pitch, Cummings takes a big hack at a fastball and does not catch up. 94 miles an hour at the very top of the zone. One ball and two strikes from Wolfram. Bush got the first save for the Rough Riders since the 4th of July. Yesterday, winning the ballgame 8-6, the final. The 1-2 pitch is grounded foul in on the hands of Cummings, and he just barely made contact. In fact, the Rough Riders have not only been saveless since 4th of July until yesterday. The opposing team hadn't gotten a save in a long time either. There's been a lot of games either with wide margins or whatever the case may be, comeback, walk-offs, whatever it is, first save for either side since July 7th. The 1-2 pitch is lifted to left center field, tailing towards the gap. Strom running over. He gives up on it. Lands at the front of the warning track. Strom picks it up at the wall. Cummings rolls into second. He's got a two-out double. Goes opposite way on a slider bottom of the zone. He takes it to left center field, and it hits the wall on a couple of bounces. Cummings has his seventh double of the season. Corey Howell, the batter, with a tying run in scoring position now. The second hit of the inning for the Missions. And the double play ball coming very helpfully for the Rough Riders in between. So Wolfram still just one out away from ending the frame and holding on to the lead. 2-1 Frisco, top of the fourth. Wolfram set against Howell, the right-hand batter. First pitch hit to center field. Playable for Carter, drifting back a few steps. He's got his eyes on it. He's got his glove on it. The inning is over. Grant Wolfram allows two hits, a double play. He strands one, and no runs across for the Missions in the top of the fourth. 2-1 Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Josh Hatcher to lead off for the Rough Riders in the bottom of the fourth inning. 2-1 the lead for Frisco on this Sunday finale. Last game of the season against San Antonio. Last game of the homestand. Last home game of July for the Rough Riders. And leading by one. Hatcher, Kellen Strom, David Garcia, the hitters against Ryan Burgert in the fourth inning. Frisco with just two hits today. First pitch to Hatcher, a big swing and a miss, and a fastball top of the zone. Six hits for San Antonio, just two for the Rough Riders, but Frisco leading 2-1. The 0-1 toss. A foul tip off of Valenzuela behind him for strike two. The Rough Riders got both their hits in the same inning in which they scored two runs. An RBI ground out was also productive. A catcher's interference along the way as well. A couple hitless innings in the first and second, but the Rough Riders got two last inning. The 0-2 toss. Hatcher takes high and away, and ball one from Ryan Berger. His next pitch will be his 50th for the right-hander. Took the loss on Tuesday against the Rough Riders. 1-2 pitches down and into Hatcher. Only went partway around the appeal, but no swing. Two balls, two strikes. Bergert allowed four earned runs on Tuesday and took the loss in three innings. He goes longer today on Sunday, but is the pitcher of record right now. The 2-2 toss to Hatcher. He takes a swing and grounds it toward short. Three bounces fielded by Reyes. He throws high. Hatcher underneath the tag, and he's safe. Ripken Reyes, playing his first shortstop of the series, makes an elevated throw. De La Cruz had to jump for it and was almost able to tag Hatcher on the shoulder as he came down. Hatcher did a good job of racing up the base path and was able to get underneath it. Didn't give up on the play. And he's safe at first on a D6. Benefit of making contact. Strikeouts, you're going to get out no matter what. Well, barring a drop third strike. But put the ball in play and things can happen. First pitch to Strom. He shows bunt, pulls back. It was a strike.
So in the first series finale that the Rough Riders played against San Antonio, San Antonio committed five errors.
Wow.
They already have three here today.
Second pitch to Strom, the 0-1. It's just off the outside, one ball and one strike. Hatcher at first base. Taking a short lead, being held on by De La Cruz. The 1-1 toss to Kellen Strom. His line foul behind home plate, and it's 1-2. Middle infield towards double play combo. Reyes hoping to atone for his error with a ball up the middle. His double play partner is Marcos Castagnon. Outfield playing a step deep, the shadows covering a good portion of left field. 1-2 pitch to Kellen Strom. He grounds it right back to the mound. Bergert feels. He goes to Castagnon. The second baseman turns to first. There is the double play. A 1-4-3 twin killing. And Reyes breathes a sigh of relief. The bases are empty with two down. David Garcia, the batter, with the bases empty and two outs. 2-1 Frisco in the fourth inning. Yesterday, the Rough Riders winning in a fairly lengthy ball game, 3 hours and 3 minutes. It was the longest game in the Texas League by 36 minutes. The other four games all going almost the exact same amount of time, 2 hours and 25 minutes, give or take a couple minutes. Pitch to Garcia is just outside for ball one. 2 days ago, the Rough Riders had the longest game in the Texas League by 25 minutes. They had the longest game of the entire week on Wednesday. 1-0 pitch is grounded behind home in a foul ball. 3 hours and 13 minutes is the longest game in the Texas League. That was Wednesday's game here in Frisco. And they had the longest game in the Texas League on Tuesday. So 4 out of 5 games this week, the longest game of the league has been right here at Riders Field.
It's been an unfortunate trend.
The 1-1 grounder foul up the right side. There has been, not in Frisco, but there has been a game under 2 hours. The last one was on June 16th. Bowie in the Southern League had a game just under 2 hours. But no games in all of AA have been under 2 hours in the last month and a week. One ball and two strikes to David Garcia. It's high and away, 2-2. It was on this date in 1926, something almost unheard of happened. A 9-inning game lasted a whopping 2 hours and 40 minutes. Crazy. Detroit beating the Washington Senators. The 2-2 is outside on a slider, 3-2 to Garcia. According to reports, a bulk of that time was Ty Cobb, the manager, arguing a balk call and then trying to get a heckling fan out of the stands. And that lengthened the game time. Here's the payoff to Garcia. It is outside, ball four. A two-out walk for David. Scott Capers comes up after him with the runner at first and Frisco leading 2-1 in the fourth inning. The report was the game lasted 2 hours and 40 minutes, and almost unheard of time, and quote, much, end quote, of that time was Ty Cobb. I'm curious, what does much mean? They didn't say most. That would be crazy if it was
two hours of that time.
It was a 40-minute game, and Ty Cobb was on the field 2 hours. First pitch to Capers. Outside, ball one from Berger.
The average game time this year in the Texas League is 2 hours and 38 minutes. Rough Riders' average game time, 2 hours, 45 minutes.
Okay. A little long. Here's the 1-0. Capers swings out in front and misses the slider. It's 1-1.
For a nine-inning game, of course.
Yeah. Rough Riders, a good hitting team, tend to get a lot of runs. A little above average, but still in the ballpark. Here's the 1-1 pitch from Burgert to Capers. Slider, he swings and once again misses bottom of the zone. Same spot from Burgert two times in a row. It's now 1-2.
I think the thing that's had the biggest impact on it all is Rough Riders walk almost the most out of anybody in the Texas League. And then on the pitching side, they also walk the second most batters out of anybody in the Texas League. So that'll tend to do it.
1-2 the count. Breaking ball hit well to left field, but playable for Cummings. He comes in two steps, and the left fielder makes the catch. Capers didn't quite get all of it towards the end of the bat, and that concludes the inning. Four innings in the books here in Frisco, and the Rough Riders have a 2-1 lead over the Mission. Zach Bigley returns on the call on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money, and at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Bring the beat in.
Grant Wolfram back out for his third inning of work from the bullpen. It's his second full. He came in with one out and two aboard in the third inning, stranded both those runners. He's allowed just two harmless hits against him in his time on the hill, and it's 2-1 Rough Riders in the top of the fifth inning. Brandon Valenzuela leads it off from the ninth spot for San Antonio. Here's the stretch in the initial pitch on the way from Wolfram. Outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Valenzuela lined out to right field in the third inning on a brilliant diving catch by Josh Hatcher. The Rough Riders have had a lot of guys out there in right field. Here's the stretch and the 0-1. There's a fly ball on to shallow left field. Kellen Strom freezes, now jogs in a couple steps. He's there, and he puts it away. One out. Top of the order in Ripken, Reyes now. Reyes singled in the third, and if you've been listening in this series or watching in this series at all, you've heard us talk a lot about the hit by pitches by Reyes, 35 of them this year. Josh went into it a little bit in depth. But the thing is, those hit by pitches have really helped him a lot to have better numbers, better statistics, especially in this day and age. Here's the stretch and the offering home. Misses low, and it's 1-0. Reyes, in this day and age when OPS is so important, has really helped out his OPS by getting hit by 35 pitches this year. He has an .806 OPS on the season, a .428 on base percentage, the pitch. The breaking ball captures the outside corner, and it's 1-1 in the fifth inning. 2-1, Rough Riders lead it. one out, bases clear. If Ripken Reyes did not have 35 hit by pitches, let's say he had zero hit by pitches this year, the 1-1. He swings, bounces it up the middle. The shortstop said JC's got it. Fires on the run to first base, and it's on target. Two outs. Jackson Merrill makes his way to the plate. Rough Riders leading 2-1. If he had zero hit by pitches, his OPS would fall from 806 to 735. That's a completely different player. And so that's how much that those hit by pitches have helped him in terms of how he looks as a player overall.
It goes from above average to below average.
Pretty much.
Yes.
Here's the stretch and the pitch. There's a fly ball down the left field line. Strom giving chase shy of the warning track. He's there, and he makes the grab to retire the side in the fifth inning. Boy, a breezy fifth inning for Grant Wolfram. He retires the side on just 3, 4, 5, 6 pitches. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. We go into the bottom half of the fifth inning. It's 2-1 Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
The Texas League schedule is coming down the home stretch, and the NHL season is around the corner. The Rough Riders blend them both together on September 8th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys, and there will be hockey themes all night. There's a great ticket package available. Purchase 2 tickets for the game, get 2 Dallas Stars preseason tickets, and 2 blackout jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night on Friday, September 8th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the bottom of the fifth inning, San Antonio and Frisco doing battle for the final time in this series and the final time this season in the regular season. Rough Riders leading this season series 12. Are there 12 and 11 in the season series. First pitch to Chris Cease is a breaking ball high and inside from the new pitcher, Raul Brito, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. They lead this game 2-1. Here's the stretch, and the right-hander Brito deals home. There's a fly ball out to right field. Daniel Johnson back just a couple strides, now over to his left, and he makes the grab. One out of the fifth inning, top of the order, it's Jax Biggers making his way to the plate. Biggers 0 for 2 today. Here's the stretch by the right-hander in the pin. Outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders, 2 runs coming in the third inning, both of them of the unearned variety. Here's the stretch, and the offering in. Just outside. 1 ball and 1 strike. So Ryan Burgert is done, allowing 2 runs unearned over his 4 innings in his second career AA start. Biggers calls time and steps out. Rough Riders don't care if they're earned or unearned, though. They lead the game, and that's the important thing. The 1-1. Swinging a foul straight back, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. Well, earlier today, Josh, you were talking about the quickness of games in the past. How about some This Day in Texas League history?
Oh, okay.
1907.
Yes.
Here's the stretch. The 1-2. High and outside. two balls and two strikes. This actually involves the San Antonio Missions,
okay,
who have been in the Texas League since 1888. Pretty long time, if you ask me.
I will ask you.
They were playing the Austin Senators, who were a team back in 1907. Here's the stretch. 2-2. Breaking ball, fouled back into Valenzuela's glove for strike three. Brito strikes him out. There are two away, and here's Evan Carter. In terms of length of game, we don't have the official game time for this one, but I'm sure it was pretty long. Because Austin stole 23 bases in one game as a team against San Antonio and won 44-0.
What were the pitchers doing?
The pitch is outside, and it's one ball and no strikes.
Did they forget how to pitch out of the stretch? They're just going out of the windup? Like, wait, what, are we doing something wrong here?
There must have been something going on. Here's the stretch in the 1-0. Foul back, and it's one ball and one strike. Because there's no way in a normal game either of those two things happen, 23 stolen bases or 44 runs.
That's a crazy one because you have to keep stealing bases late in the game, when, or maybe you got them all early, but to be up that big.
Stretch of the pitch. Foul back off the glove of Valenzuela, and it's 1-2. But, I mean, imagine, you know, you're 15 steals in. Why do you keep stealing bases?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
there's
you're up big. Just padding your stats at that point.
There must have been some kind of rivalry between San Antonio and Austin.
Trying to stick it to them. It's 44-0.
The 1-2 pitch is just outside. Oh, called strike three on the outside corner. And late call by Nate Diedrich. Evan Carter's down on strikes. And the side comes to a close. A 1-2-3 inning for Raul Brito. Top of the sixth inning next. The Rough Riders lead the Missions 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Hi, this is Trevor Harbour with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the sixth inning. Rough Riders leading the Missions 2-1 alongside Josh Warden. I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you on this gorgeous Sunday. Ever Bueno returns from the injured list. He's back up on the mound for the first time in a while. Here's the stretch in the first pitch to Juan Fernandez. It's just low of the zone, and it's one ball and no strikes. Happy to see Ever Bueno back, who dealt with a bit of an injury issue with his throwing arm, and now he's good to go. Bueno, the 28-year-old out of Mesa, Arizona, went to Arizona State. He fires. A low and outside in the dirt off the outside corner, and it's two balls and no strikes. Through a live batting practice a couple days ago, but pitching in his first game since June 21st. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Fastball down low and inside. Three balls and no strikes. Bueno's numbers on the season look worse than he's been pitching recently. We say recently as in the last few outings before hitting the injured list. He threw seven scoreless outings in a row, and the 3-0 pitch is a little bit low, and it's ball four on Juan Fernandez. Four-pitch walk to the third baseman. On this season, Bueno, 13 games, all out of the bullpen, a 4.61 ERA. 17 strikeouts over 13 and two-thirds innings, but the biggest thing has been that command, 15 walks, and he just issued his 16th to lead off the inning. First pitch, low to Daniel Johnson, and it's one ball and no strikes. Johnson has scored the only run today for San Antonio. He's singled back in the second. He's 1-for-2. 2-1 Frisco, top of the sixth. The pitch home. Fastball dots the outside corner is strike. It's 1-1. Bueno, the third pitcher used by the Rough Riders today. What a great outing from Grant Wolfram from the bullpen, and that's not surprising. He's been fantastic all season for the Riders. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball captures the outside, or the inside edge, I should say, and it's one ball and two strikes. Wolfram goes 2 2/3 innings out of the pen. A shutout baseball, allowed just a couple hits. He struck out one and didn't walk anybody. 1-2 on Johnson. Bueno ready from the stretch. He lets it go. There's a fly ball into center field right at Evan Carter, backing up over his head. He misread it, and it goes all the way to the fence. Fernandez flying around third. He comes in to score. Johnson up to third, and he's in there with a triple. An RBI triple for Daniel Johnson, who stung that ball at 106 miles an hour off the bat to center field. Carter came in on the ball and then realized it was going over his head, and he couldn't make the catch. So two batters into the sixth inning. It's a tie game at 2-2. Marcos Castagnon stands in from the right side. A walk and a single today. First pitch is down in the dirt. Capers blocks, and it's one ball and no strikes. Tied at two here in the top of the sixth inning. Bueno retreats to the mound after getting a new baseball. Rough Riders infield comes partially in. Stretch in the pitch. Low and outside with a breaking ball, and it's two balls and no strikes. On a hard ground ball, they'll come home, but playing a little bit further back as well to try and have a little bit more range. Daniel Johnson runs well at third base, so you do have to be careful. It's a very accurate throw to home if you want to get him. Bueno peers in for his sign. He's got it. 2-0 pitch. Down low off the outside corner in the dirt, and it's three balls and no strikes. Rough Riders not getting a lengthy start out of Dane Acker, but only allowing one run today. And then Wolfram coming out of the bullpen providing strong relief. Exactly what the Rough Riders needed and what they wanted, allowing just one run through the first five innings. The 3-0 pitch in the dirt for ball four, and the first three have reached in this sixth inning. It's been the starting pitching that struggled for the Rough Riders recently, but the offense has been very good. Only two runs today on two hits so far against San Antonio Mission's pitching. Michael De La Cruz stands in, who had the first RBI of the game today for San Antonio. His RBI single came back in the second inning. And time called, Jordan Teagues, the Rough Riders acting a pitching coach. He's the Rangers minor league pitching coordinator with John Goebel out right now. He goes out and chats with Ever Bueno. Congratulations goes out to John Goebel once again. He's missing today's game and miss next week as well in Wichita because he's having his fourth child. He and his wife are welcoming another baby into the world, so congratulations to the Goebel family.
And this Ray's going to have a baseball team on his hands. Four, you still got a ways to go. Four is
almost to a pitching staff.
There you go. Yeah, you can
full rotation.
Yeah, three relievers behind a starter. Have the oldest go 4 or 5 innings. Piece it together from there. Some future Rough Riders in that family.
Well, runners on the corners, and nobody out. One run in the sixth inning, tied at 2. Michael De La Cruz, left-handed batter. Bueno, the right-handed pitcher in the offering. Breaking ball, just misses low, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. It's a missions team that's been much maligned on the offensive side at home, but they put up decent numbers on the road. A 1-0 pitch. Fastball inside corner, a strike, and it's 1-1. Playing one of the most pitcher-friendly ballparks in the minors. And so they usually take their anger out on the road offensively. Bueno stretches in the 1-1. Breaking ball, tipped foul at the plate into the dirt. And it's 1 ball and 2 strikes now on De La Cruz.
I feel bad for Grant Wolfram now, too. I mean, at the end of the day, I don't think he's too concerned about whether or not he gets the win or a loss, but he goes a couple really strong innings, puts in 2 2/3, no runs, but now he'll get a no decision since this game is tied now.
The 1-2, low and outside, it's 2 balls and 2 strikes.
Could have gotten 2 wins in the week and gotten just 7-0 on the year, the double A level.
Yeah, he's got 6 of those wins already.
Yeah, he's fine. He's hogging them already. Give some someone else.
That's why wins don't matter.
Yeah, not really.
As a stat, the 2-2 is high and away. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Yeah. Winning does matter, just right. So we're clear. Yeah, pitching wins
pitching
as a stat
wins, yes.
Do not matter.
Right. We don't play baseball to win games. Just here for the hot dogs and the broadcast.
Runners on the corners. The 3-2. Ground ball foul again, right at home plate, and it's still 3 balls, 2 strikes. It is pretty crazy how long that baseball fans and players and writers all thought wins mattered as a pitching staff.
Yeah, to be pretty recent. When would you say the change was made? Over a time period, but when?
The 3-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Breaking ball down low and inside. Ever Bueno picks up this strikeout, and there's the first out of the inning. Cole Cummings makes his way to the plate. I think the turning point really was 2010 when Felix Hernandez won the Cy Young while going 13-12.
Wow.
Yeah, that was an awful team offensively, and he never really got a lot of run support in Seattle. And like, baseball writers finally realized he was the best pitcher in the American League, but win and loss record just didn't matter. Cole Cummings stands in the pinch. Low and outside, it's 1 ball and 0 strikes. Of course, winning games is the most important thing, but the best pitcher in a lot of people's minds in the modern theory is the guy who puts you in a best position for that, not the guy who actually picks up the win. Here's the stretch, and a throw over to first base, nearly high. Hicks able to leave his feet and grab it at first base.
By that thinking, if you shouldn't punish pitchers for what the offense does, therefore, if you go 9 innings of perfect baseball, but your team doesn't score, so you go to the 10th, that should still count as a perfect game.
The 1-0. Bounces down into the dirt. Capers blocks, and it's 2-0. Now, that is a little bit of a different argument, I think.
Okay.
Because the pitcher wins and losses is, obviously, it's charged just to the pitcher, but it is, I feel like, more of an individual thing. A perfect game, there's no pitcher who's ever struck out everybody in a perfect game, right? I feel like it's more of a team accomplishment.
Okay.
Along with the pitcher individually, of course. The 2-0 is outside. 3 balls, no strikes.
But if he gets 27 people out, that's a perfect game. And the only reason he wouldn't get one is because the game goes to the 10th inning simply because his offense didn't score any runs.
Now the game has to end, right?
I guess.
3-0. Strike in the outside corner. Outside breaking ball on the edge, and it's 3-1. It's a similar thing to if you have a no-hitter and you give up a run and lose 1-0, you still pitch a no-hitter because the game ended.
That's true.
Even though you lost the pinch. Misses down in the dirt. Ball 4, and the bases are now loaded. Cole Cummings works the walk. Bags juiced, one run in, tied at 2, one out, and Corey Howell hits. And time called in Carlos Cardoza out of the Rough Riders dugout. And he's going to go get Ever Bueno. Now, the Rough Riders didn't have anybody loosening in the bullpen, and now Antoine Kelly jumps up and starts throwing, and so he's going to come out pretty much fresh out of the bullpen without any warm-up tosses. But Ever Bueno done after recording just one out here in the sixth inning. It's tied at 2 with the bases loaded and one away in the sixth inning. We'll step aside, return after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, my name is Martin Perez, and you're listening to Riders Radio.
Antoine Kelly comes out of the Rough Riders bullpen. In the top of the sixth inning, it's tied at 2 with the bases loaded and one out, and Corey Howell the batter. Ever Bueno comes out, and Antoine Kelly comes in. Kelly trying to keep it a tie game right here, inheriting three base runners. Would love a ground ball. Here's the stretch in the first pitch to the right-handed batting Corey Howell from the lefty. It's low, and it's one ball and no strikes. 97-mile-an-hour fastball from Kelly. Antoine has inherited nine base runners this year. He's only allowed two to score. The 1-0 pitch. Fastball low. Another one at 97. Two balls and no strikes. The Chicago, Illinois native is 2-0 this year with a 2.70 ERA. Here's the offering home. Fastball outside edge of strike. 2-1. In 33 and a third innings, he has 46 strikeouts this year, and opponents are just hitting 190 against him. He has walked 18. 2-1 pitch to Howell. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. Biggers has got it at second. Steps in the bag for one. Fires to first and gets the double play. Antoine Kelly comes in and rolls the twin killing and gets out of the bases loaded one out jam. We're tied at 2 to the bottom of the sixth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
Hi, this is Ever Bueno with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the sixth inning, tied at two. Rough Riders and Missions. Thomas Sejason to lead things off. It's Sejason, Liam Hicks, Josh Hatcher, 3-4 and 5 for the Rough Riders. Raul Brito out for his second inning of work. He worked 1-2-3 in the fifth. Initial pitch. Outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Now Thomas Sejason playing at shortstop today for the Rough Riders after he hit a grand slam yesterday. And Rough Riders 8-6 win. 0-1 pitch. Outside edge, a strike, 0-2. He now has three grand slams this year, tied for the most individually by a player in minor league baseball. There are four different players with three grand slams. He's one of them. The 0-2, outside, one ball, two strikes. Rough Riders as a team have hit eight grand slams this year, only trailing the AAA St. Paul Saints, who have hit nine this season. 1-2, hit high in the air, out to deep left center field. Howell back to the warning track at the fence, and it hits off the warning track and up against the wall. So JC goes into second with a double, and he just missed a home run. Almost had his 15th of the year. Instead, he'll settle for his 21st double of the year to tie him for third in the league. A hanging breaking ball on the outside corner, and he just missed it. Well, Liam Hicks steps in now. Tied at two. Here's the stretch. And the right-hander delivers home. Inside, one ball, no strikes. Hicks 0 for 2 today. All right, so JC is playing at shortstop for the Rough Riders in today's game because Luis Angel Acuña has a rare day off. The 1-0 pitch. Inside, corner a strike, and it's 1-1. Luis Angel's brother, Ronald Acuña, Josh, you may have heard of him.
I have heard of him.
He's having a pretty incredible season this year.
Sure is.
He's currently on pace for 38 home runs and 75 stolen bases. The pitch home. Outside. Two balls, one strike. You may know this already. A 40-70 season has never happened. A 40-60 season has never happened. A 40-50 season has never happened. But a 40-40 season has been done four times in baseball history. 40 stolen bases, 40 home runs. 2-1 pitch. Way inside, in fact, all the way behind Hicks. It goes to the backstop, and so JC moves up to third. A wild pitch, emphasis on the wild, and it's three balls and one strike. The question for you, Josh, is can you name the four players in baseball history who have had 40-40 seasons?
Oh, man.
I can help you out with a year and a team if you need it.
All right. Let me think. Is Ricky Henderson one of them?
He is not.
Okay.
His teammate is one of them, though.
Okay.
Infield comes in. 3-1 pitch to Hicksie. He flies it down the left field line and foul. 3-2.
With the A's?
With the A's.
I don't think Coco Crisp ever had 40.
Nor do I think they were teammates.
Yeah, no, they didn't overlap. They didn't overlap. I just try to fit in a Coco Crisp reference as often as I can.
Anytime you can.
Buy myself some time.
Nobody out. Top of the sixth inning, and Hicks calls time. Tied at two with a runner at third. In 1988. We were talking about this player actually earlier today.
Earlier today?
Yeah.
Canseco?
It was Jose Canseco.
Okay, yeah.
A 3-2. Ground ball foul to the right side. It's still three balls, two strikes. He was the first player with a 40-40 season. He had 42 homers and 40 steals.
Okay.
next player was in 1996. If I give you the team, it's going to give it away.
Sosa?
It was not Sosa. Known for the home runs. 3-2 pick. Hicks swings, fights it off. Center field, base hit. So J.C. Trotz home to score, and the Riders take a 3-2 lead. Go-ahead RBI single for Liam Hicks in his sixth inning. It's 3-2 Rough Riders.
Tell you what, a couple of the go-ahead hits this series for the Rough Riders have been almost identical. Chris Cease's RBI single, shallow center field, it's a two-strike pitch, kind of jammed him in on the hands. But if you get enough muscle, just get enough contact, even if it's the small part of the bat, but you get the middle of the small part of the bat, it can do the job.
First pitch to Josh Hatcher, he sprays it in the left field, and that drops in. Cummings can't make the play, it's in front of him. And three consecutive hits start off this sixth inning for the Rough Riders. Double, single, single. They lead 3-2, and great scoring opportunity with Kellen Strom at the plate. Josh Hatcher with his first hit today.
Okay, was it Barry Bonds?
It was Barry Bonds.
Okay, all right, good.
You're missing two more.
Canseco, Bonds. Let's see. I'll keep thinking. Did Trout do it?
He did not do it.
Okay.
Strom in from the right side, first pitch. He shows bunt, pulls back, takes outside, goes all the way back near the backstop, and actually not too far away from Valenzuela, but Hicks and Hatcher both got really good jumps, and they move up on the wild pitch. The second wild pitch of the inning from Raul Brito. Runners at second and third, and now it's not a bunting situation anymore for Kellen. Infield comes in. For two today. Right on right. Here's the stretch. And the pitch home. Breaking ball. Hit on the ground up the middle. The shortstop Reyes has got it. And he's got Hatcher in between second and third. He tags him out. And Hatcher got a little too far off second base. So there's the first out of the inning on a six unassisted fielder's choice. Strom at first base. Runners on the corners now and one out. Hatcher thought that was going to get through, and even if Reyes fielded it, he thought he was just going to go to first base, but he turned around and saw Hatcher was way off the second base bag. And ran up towards third, tagged him out. A one-out runners on the corners. Here's David Garcia. 3-2 Rough Riders, bottom half of the sixth inning. Right hitter's pitch, a bunt. It's foul back behind home, 0-1. All right, the next two are 1998 and 2006.
'98 and '06.
And Acuna almost did it in 2019. He had 41 homers and 37 steals.
Did Yelich get close in his MVP season?
He might have.
I guess he didn't do it, though, so.
The pitch, Garcia swings, comes up empty. It's 0-2. These are both names you know for sure. Let's see, Yelich in his MVP season, 22 steals, 36 home runs. So
that does not count. Either one.
The pitch. Fouled away back behind home to his left, and it's 0-2. The next season, though, in which he finished second to Cody Bellinger, 44 home runs and 30 steals. So closer.
Yeah. Did Johnny Damon do it?
He did not.
Yeah.
Interesting guess. The 0-2. Swinging a foul back into Valenzuela's glove for strike three, and there are two away. Runners remain on the edges for Scott Capers. 3-2 Rough Riders. First pitch is low and outside. It's 1-0 on Capers, who singled back in the third. You want me to tell you?
Give me a team.
Okay, Seattle in 1998.
Oh, Griffey.
No.
Oh, not Martinez. Jay Buhner?
No. the pitch. There's a breaking ball hit into left center field, hanging up for Cummings. He comes in, makes the catch, and the side comes to a close. It was Alex Rodriguez for Seattle in 1998, and then Alfonso Soriano in 2006.
Man, I'm bad.
Rough Riders score a run, and they take the lead 3-2. Top seven next. And Josh Warden will be on the play-by-play when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Through six innings from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas, the San Antonio Missions with two runs on seven hits, three errors. And the Frisco Rough Riders with four runs on five hits and no errors. The southpaw Antoine Kelly returns to the mound for the Rough Riders. Brandon Valenzuela, the first hitter he'll face, switch hitter against the lefty pitcher. The opening pitch of the seventh inning is swung on and missed. A fastball rips the mitt at 97 miles an hour. That's the top of the order coming up after Valenzuela. Ripken Reyes and Jackson Merrill will get their turn against Antoine Kelly. Second inning of work. The 0-1 pitch is swung on and missed again. Breaking ball below the zone. And two swings, two misses. It's 0-2. Kelly played a big role making sure the Rough Riders didn't give up the lead. Well, they lost the lead, but then took it right back. One run in last inning, even though there were three walks and a triple, and yet only one run came in that tied the score. And the Rough Riders came back with a run of their own in the sixth inning to take a 3-2 lead. Here's the 0-2. It is outside, and ball one to Brandon Valenzuela. The 3-2 Rough Riders, top of the seventh inning. Final three innings, these two clubs play against each other in 2023. 1-2 pitch from Antoine Kelly to Valenzuela. A swing and a miss on a backdoor slider. Strike three from Kelly. He's only faced two batters, getting three outs. A double play ball to end last inning with the bases loaded and one out. Got the twin killing, and then he strikes out the first man he sees in the seventh. Now it's Ripken Reyes to the plate. 1-for-3 on the day. 3-2 Frisco in the top of the seventh. Kelly comes set from the stretch with the bases empty. Raises the leg, and a pitch outside for a ball. Well, today, the Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Fred McGriff, Scott Rowland being inducted into the Hall of Fame. Ripken Reyes has a brother named Rowland. Here's the 1-0 to Ripken Reyes. It is just below the knees in ball two. It's 2-0. His brother is named after Scott Rowland, the newest Hall of Fame inductee, and Ripken himself is named after Cal Ripken Jr. Baseball family, the Reyeses. Here's the 2-0 to Ripken. And that one just misses the low part of the zone. It's 3-0 from Antoine Kelly. Scott Rowland, a World Series champion in 2006 with St. Louis, actually spent more time in his major league career with Philadelphia, 7 years with the Phillies, 6 years with the Cards. 3-0 pitch to Ripken Reyes. It is low and outside. A four-pitch walk to Reyes, and with one out, he's aboard for Jackson Merrill. 3-2 Frisco in the seventh inning. I don't know about you, Zach. I think of Scott Rolen as a Cardinal, not as a Philly. That's when I think of Scott Rolen, I think St. Louis. What would you say?
I mean, I think more red, but...
Okay, that kind of covers both. Red, St. Louis and Cincinnati and Philadelphia. But that's fair. First pitch to Jackson Merrill. Is a grounder over the glove of Kelly, fielded by Sajacy, the shortstop to Biggers, throws across, not in time for the double play. Winding towards third base, and he ends up halfway to third by the time he finishes his momentum. Jax Biggers steps on the bag for a fielder's choice, 6-4. And Jackson Merrill safe at first base, avoiding the double play.
That's such a tough turn for Biggers because he's in the pole side shift. He's running a long way from pole side at second base and trying to get to that bag. A really tough turn for him.
Merrill on base, Juan Fernandez the hitter. Two outs in the inning. And runner at first for the Missions, 3-2 lead for Frisco. First pitch to Fernandez is outside for a ball.
I think of Scott Rolen more as a red because that was the end of his career. And that's kind of where I remember.
When you said red, you meant Cincinnati Reds.
Yeah.
Oh. I just thought you meant wearing a red. I don't know why I thought red jersey. I was thinking St. Louis. Yeah, okay. My bad.
Yeah.
It's red. Fair enough. Ground ball towards short, so JC works around it. Fields with the front hand, throws to first, picked out by Hatcher, or Hicks, I should say. Good play on both sides, and that is the inning. A couple ground balls, a strikeout, and one left aboard. Antoine Kelly goes a scoreless seventh inning. Seventh inning stretch coming up, 3-2 Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network. Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the dugout deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit smiledoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's smiledoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Chris Eason in the top of the order for the Frisco Rough Riders in the bottom of the seventh inning. 3-2 Frisco in the finale of the homestand. Thanks for joining us on the Riders Baseball Network. Alongside Zach Bigley, I'm Josh Warden. It's Adam Mazur, the new pitcher for San Antonio. The right-hander to face Chris Cease as we continue, or as we begin the seventh inning. Goes into his wind, and his first pitch is lifted on the right side of the infield. Shallow right center, Castagnon drifts back. The second baseman makes the grab above his head. One pitch and one out for Adam Mazur. So Jax Biggers the batter. 3-2 Rough Riders, bottom of the seventh. I've got a couple trivias for you. I had one about Scott Rolen, but let me first ask you about Jax Biggers. He's played 7 positions in the field and hit in 7 different spots in the lineup. What are the 2 that he hasn't in each case?
Third and fourth in the lineup.
First pitch to Biggers, who has hit fourth.
Okay. Second?
Nope.
Fifth?
Yes. Third and fifth. You were going to get there eventually. The 1-0 to Biggers hitting leadoff today is down the middle, 1-1. Just the second time leading off. Okay, position-wise, defensively, he's played 7 positions. This is a little easier, hopefully. The 1-1. is low to the second baseman, 2-1.
Yeah, it's the three up the middle.
Yes, he's played center, not this year.
Okay.
But I should have said over his career at the Rough Riders. I didn't clarify. 2-1 is high, 3-1. All right, Scott Rowland trivia. This is the actual trivia question I was going to ask you. 3-2 Rough Riders, bottom of the seventh inning, base is empty. 3-1 the count to Jax Biggers with one out. Adam Mazur goes into his wind, and his pitch is fouled back. It's 3-2. You don't actually need any Scott Rowland info for the Scott Rowland trivia. He won the National League Rookie of the Year in 97. There have been three third basemen to win it since then. Who are they to win Rookie of the Year, National League, since 97? There's a trend among the three, but I'm going to see if you can get a couple of them.
Rookie of the Years are always tough because they don't always go on to be superstars.
Right.
Sometimes they're a flash in the pan.
3-2 to Bigger, swings over the off-speed and punches out. Two down for Adam Mazur, and Evan Carter's the batter.
Yeah, I may ask for some hints on this one at some point.
They all three turned out to be very good players. I'll tell you that much.
Did Mike Lowell win Rookie of the Year?
No.
Florida? Okay.
At least not since, I forget when he debuted, but it's not him. First pitch to Evan Carter. He is low, ball one. The problem is all three of these guys transitioned to other positions, so you might not think of them as third baseman.
Gotcha.
That's
a tough.
Yeah. The 1-0 is outside 2-0, so Scott Rowland is the only guy since 1997 to win Rookie of the Year in the National League and stay at third base.
Okay, can you give me some hints here?
Okay, one of them went to first base, big slugger. 2-0 is at the knees. Also Cardinals, like Rowland.
Oh, is it Albert Pujols?
Yes.
Okay.
The other two went to left field. 2-1 to Carter is popped up. Foul, it's 2-2. Brewers, and then a guy who's played a few different teams, Giants, for example.
So Ryan Braun.
Yep.
And Chris Bryant?
Yes, way to go.
Okay.
Proud of you. Good job.
Thank you.
2-2 to Evan Carter. He checks his swing on a pitch up and away, breaking ball. He did not go around. Bases are empty for Carter and the Rough Riders in the bottom of the seventh inning. 3-2 lead for the Rough Riders getting out hit today, but up by a run. The payoff pitch. He slashes it foul, just barely stayed alive, and a pitch that was maybe a touch outside the zone. He didn't risk it. And poked it foul to continue the at-bat. Thomas Ajayi on deck with a double to lead off last inning. The 3-2 to Carter. A swing and a miss. Fastball 96 miles an hour. Carter doesn't get it. And a rare three strikeout game for him today. He is 1-for-4 with an RBI single, but the Rough Riders go 1-2-3 in the seventh inning with a couple of punch-outs. Then Adam Mazur makes quick work of Frisco in the seventh. Two more innings await us tonight, and on the homestand, it's the Rough Riders 3 and the Missions 2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Riders bring the spirit of the State Fair to Frisco on August 18th for State Fair Night. Come out to Riders Field, enjoy a Fletcher's Corny Dog, interact with Mr. Corny, and watch the Rough Riders play as their alternate identity, the Frisco Corny Dogs. August 18th is State Fair Night, so get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the eighth inning at Riders Field. It's Reed Burlingmeyer out of the bullpen trying to protect a one-run lead over the Missions. 3-2 is the score. Daniel Johnson on an absolute tear this week against Frisco. Comes up for what may be his final at-bat against the Rough Riders this season. two for three today with a triple, a single at 106 miles an hour in both cases. Two for three, and eight hits the series with five walks. First pitch now to Daniel Johnson from Reed Burlingmeyer. Is down and in, ball one from the University of Illinois at Chicago product. 26-year-old right-hander Reed Burlingmeyer, his third appearance since getting called up from the high A level. 1-0 toss to Daniel Johnson. Is low and outside, 2-0. He's pitching in Fargo on the American Association. Made it out of Indy ball to return to affiliated baseball. Drafted by the Athletics, but topped out at high A with the A's. A 2-0 pitch from Reed is on the inside corner. Slices it with a changeup, and it's 2-1. It's a Burlingmeyer's task, a difficult one, to get Daniel Johnson out, leading the team in doubles. And has three of them this series. The 2-1 to Johnson is just at the knees, barely gets the call at the bottom of the zone. Johnson does not like it. Walking away from home plate umpire Nate Diedrich, and then request time to Diedrich. 2-2 the count to Johnson, the leadoff man in a 3-2 ballgame. Frisco ahead. Johnson also leading the team with eight home runs this year, season and two home runs this series. Two balls, two strikes. Burlingmeyer comes set with his glove in front of his chest. His toss is hit foul right behind home. Infield shifted a bit to the right side for the Rough Riders, wearing their throwback uniforms today. They'll wear those four more times after today. Four more home series coming up. They wear them every Sunday. Two balls, two strikes from Reed Burlingmeyer. He works from the stretch. A swing and a foul tap behind home from Johnson, and it's still 2-2. Outfield shifted pretty heavily to the right side. Evan Carter in center field, a good 10 to 15 feet to the right of dead center. Right fielder Hatcher also shaded towards the line. 2-2 the count to Daniel Johnson, himself the right fielder, batting left. Here she comes. He swings and slashes it up the left field side. A fair ball, a grounder into left. Strom stops it. Johnson a wide turnaround. First he holds there and settles for a leadoff single. Thought about going for two as Strom had a long run playing off the line in left field on a ground ball that died once it got into the grass. But Strom made quick work to get to that ball and hold Johnson at first base. So a leadoff single for Daniel Johnson, his third hit of the day. Now Marcos Castagnon is the batter himself, who has reached all three times this evening. A single and two walks, tying run at first base for San Antonio in the eighth inning. Burlingmeyer set for the stretch. He kicks, and a fastball slices the outer corner for a strike. Burlingmeyer's third appearance. He's gone four innings so far, does not allow a run, earned or unearned. Two hits and one walk, and has struck out three. The shadows now covering the entire playing surface here at Riders Field. A little bit of sun over the lazy river on the cabana out beyond it, but basically everywhere in the shadows. A throw over to first, and Johnson dives back. Take a day off tomorrow, and the Rough Riders will play in Wichita, Kansas on Tuesday to begin a six-game series. The 0-1 pitch to Marcos Castagnon. Is hit foul over the right side. A high looping fly ball, and Burlingmeyer gets ahead 0-2. Good series for Castagnon. Been an up-and-down series. Eight hits in 20 at-bats, and he's got a couple doubles and two walks. He's also struck out more than anybody with six Ks on the week. But when he's made contact, it's been effective. He's behind 0-2, trying to avoid his seventh strikeout of the week. Burlingmeyer works into Castagnon on the 0-2. Swing and a miss in the dirt. Got him with the breaking ball. Castagnon is retired. One out in the inning. Burlingmeyer puts him away on an 0-2 pitch. His fourth strikeout at the AA level. Bury the breaking ball, and Castagnon swung at it. One away for Michael De La Cruz. Speaking of up and down day, Michael De La Cruz with an RBI single, but then a double play and a strikeout. Pickoff move gets Johnson back to the bag. He had the leadoff single, then a Castagnon strikeout. De La Cruz, the batter, with a tying run at first base for the Missions, top of the eighth inning. Burlingmeier from the stretch, a long hole. Here's the pitch. It's down and in. And 1-0 from Reed Burlingmeier. That double play that Michael De La Cruz hit into, the second of three twin killings the Rough Riders have turned today. They're the first in the league to get to 80 double plays turned defensively. Now 1-0. De La Cruz watches it outside and ball two. Eight this series for the Rough Riders in double plays. Three of them today. Johnson takes a somewhat modest lead at first base. 2-0 the count from Burlingmeier. His pitch, a wave and a miss from De La Cruz. Breaking ball or a changeup low and outside. And it's 2-1 for Burlingmeier. De La Cruz hitting .282 this season with 13 doubles. Trying to advance Johnson here, the tying run. Burlingmeier fires the 2-1. It is popped up on the left side and gets into the seats. And now a 2-2 count. I mentioned yesterday the 2022 Texas League batting champ was a San Antonio Mission. It was Connor Hollis at .333. This year, Ryan Bliss leads the league at .358. So he's on pace to be the 2023 Texas League batting champ. There are some Rough Riders who are threatening as well. A 2-2 pitch. De La Cruz hits it foul behind home. It's still 2-2. The problem for Bliss, who plays for Amarillo, is that he got called up to AAA. Well, that's a good problem to have, but it does put into question, will the Texas League batting champ be somebody else because of the number of plate appearances needed to qualify for the batting title? 2-2 the count from Burlingmeier with one out and one on. He pitches and a fly ball to left center field. Carter running over to the gap. Strom is also there. It's Kellen to make the catch. He puts it away, and Daniel Johnson backpedals to first. Two down in the inning. Fly out to left for De La Cruz. He's followed by Cole Cummings. 3-2 Rough Riders in the eighth inning. You need 2.7 plate appearances per game to qualify for the batting title. You can't just go one for one and say, I win the batting title with a 1,000 batting average. A lot of plate appearances. Bliss has played a lot, got over 300, but by the end of the season, if he doesn't come back down to AA, he will no longer have enough to qualify. First pitch to Cole Cummings is outside on a fastball. It's 1-0. He will fall off the leaderboard in early September. He's about 50 plate appearances short of qualifying by the end of the season, needing enough. So Bliss will stay at the top of the leaderboard until September, and then if he stays at AAA, someone else will move into first place. Thomas Ajayi is fourth in the batting title race at .310 his average. He's playing shortstop right now. Here's the 1-0. A ground ball back to the mound. It was off the foot of Cole Cummings, a foul ball. Burlingmeier walks over to it up the first baseline and retrieves it. But Hollis fouled it off his foot, and it's 1-1. And a league leader other than Bliss is Daryl Hernaez from Midland. He's at .338. So if Sajacy's going to win the batting title, he's got a little catching up to do. But he's top four, which has been a tremendous season for Sajacy. He's playing behind the bag at short. Here's the 1-1 with two outs and a runner at first from Burlingmeier. Runner goes. Strike at the bottom of the zone. The throw to second is not in time. Sajacy planted the tag on Johnson, but he's safe. And now the tying run into scoring position for San Antonio. Johnson's 18th steal of the season. He leads the team in that category. 23 attempts. And Johnson swipes second. Could be a big one. Although there are two strikes and two outs, Burlingmeier hoping to end the inning. He comes set against Cole Cummings, 3-2 Rough Riders. Here's his pitch. It is low and outside in the dirt, and ball two. Cummings with a double today and a walk and a double play. Does have a home run earlier this series and three against the Rough Riders this season. Left-hand hitter against right-hand pitcher. Wind not doing too much right now here in Frisco. The 2-2 pitch. A swing and a foul right back to the net and got underneath it. And Cole Cummings remains locked with a 2-2 count. Outfield playing a little more shallow now, hoping to prevent a base hit into the outfield to score Johnson if they could come in quickly enough. But Johnson's got good speed, so any ball into the outfield will be difficult to avoid him scoring. The outfield not playing quite as deep as they have been. With two outs, here's the 2-2 toss from Burlingmeier. A grounder right back to Reed. He fields it, comes off the mound, underhands to first, and the inning is over. The Rough Riders strand the tying run at second base and hold on to a 3-2 lead halfway through the eighth inning. Stay with us for more Rough Riders baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Jason Blanchard into the contest for the San Antonio Missions. The left-handed reliever enters against the Rough Riders in the eighth inning. It's 3-2 Frisco. Thomas and JC, Liam Hicks, and Josh Hatcher, the scheduled batters for the Rough Riders. One-run advantage, eighth inning, final game of the series. The Rough Riders could snap a two-month stretch without a series win. That could come into play today. Blanchard kicks. His first pitch is low to JC in ball one. The Rough Riders have only had one home series win this season. That was the one against Amarillo 2 months ago. 2 months and 2 days, if you want to be exact. The 1-0 to JC is low for a ball. And even that one, they lost the final game of that series to go 4-2. So they have not a single time this whole season won a finale to win a series, the deciding game. They could do that today. They're 3-2 this week. 2-0 toss is on the outer half for a strike. 2-1 from Blanchard. Left-hander from Lamar University, a 6.5 ERA in 16 appearances. Lefty-righty duel with Sajasi. He rocks and fires. 2-1 pitch is fouled away into the netting on the right side. It's 2-2. Zach Bigley mentioned the 2020 draft earlier today. Sajasi, the fifth-round pick out of Carlsbad, California. Get him away from Pepperdine, where he would have played. Talking with Sajasi earlier this year, he shared that he almost didn't sign with the Rangers. And asking him about why he ultimately did, he said money was a big reason. But when he started to explain, it wasn't just about getting more money in of itself. There's a ball loose down the right field line, and Daniel Johnson goes to throw it away. Sajasi saying, it was about the money, but not because I needed more money. I wanted to know that the Rangers were invested in me as a prospect, and for them to invest a higher amount of money showed they cared about me, they wanted to develop me, they were going to give me chances to grow. I wanted to be in an organization that cared about me, which makes sense. So it was about the money, but it wasn't about the money in another way. The next pitch to Sajasi is inside, almost hit him on the feet. Caroms off the catcher Valenzuela for ball three. And now a full count to Thomas Sajasi. Well, the money was good. Slot value of $375,000, and he signed for $800,000. And now in his third season of professional baseball, playing shortstop today for the Rough Riders, has a double in his most recent at-bat. Here's the payoff from Blanchard to Thomas Sajasi. Swings and misses a breaking ball down and in, and he strikes out for the first time today. One out in the eighth inning brings up Liam Hicks. Bottom half of the eighth, Rough Riders leading 3-2. Base is empty for Hicks. What a pleasant Sunday evening here in Frisco. Just shy of sunset, got fireworks to come after tonight's ball game, and then no more home games until August 1st. The first pitch to Hicks is outside and low. The Rough Riders hoping to close out this series with a win and get one more home victory in July. Try to get back above 500 in the second half. They're 10-10. The 1-0 toss is just below the knees, 2-0. In a season of some movement, there always is in the minor leagues. The Rough Riders getting several players up to AAA, a handful up to the big leagues as well, but a lot of guys still on the roster from opening day. 2-0 pitch is in the dirt, ball three to Hicks, 3-0. Hicks is one of the few guys in the starting lineup who was not on the roster back in early April to start the season. In fact, 7 of the 9 starters in the lineup today were Rough Riders on opening day. Just Josh Hatcher and Liam Hicks, the only two who got called up most recently from High A. The 3-0 pitch to Liam Hicks is at the letters. He draws a 4-pitch walk with one out. And now Josh Hatcher, the only other guy who spent some time in Hickory earlier this season, is the next batter. Hatcher with a single and has reached on an error today. He's got a home run earlier this series. And coming up for most likely his final plate appearance of the week. Hatcher's done well. 4 home runs since joining the Rough Riders and hitting .317. With one out, he's at the plate with a runner aboard. First pitch. Is it foul to the netting, top of the screen, and strike one on Josh Hatcher. Oh, and won the count to the Kennesaw State product, Hatcher. Liam Hicks, a short leadoff from first base. He is held on by Michael De La Cruz. The one-strike pitch. Hatcher takes a late swing and makes contact, fouling it behind home, dribbling in the grass. And strike two. Third baseman Fernandez playing way off the line. Hatcher has done well this series to take the ball opposite way. Twice he's gone that way trying to hug the line. And there's a lot of dirt in that space between third base and the third baseman. The 0-2 toss. A swing up the middle gets past the pitcher. It hits off of Blanchard. He recovers, throws to first in time. Hatcher waving his arms out saying he was safe. Blanchard recovered on the bouncer that hit off of him, stayed on the mound. He reached down to pick it up and puts away Hatcher. Liam Hicks advances to second base. And now with 2 outs, Kellen Strom, the hitter. Jason Blanchard is okay. Just a bouncer that he ricocheted and kept near him. So a 1-3 put out. Hicks at second base representing an insurance run. 3-2 Frisco in the bottom of the eighth inning. Kellen Strom, the hitter, right-handed batter. First pitch to him. It swung on, laced through the right side, base hit. Hicks will come around from third. The throw in from right field is way offline. Hicks scores. Up to second, Strom gets in there. The throw into center field. He stays put. An RBI single from Kellen Strom. The Rough Riders add on the lead. It's 4-2. Johnson came up gunning from right field, and his throw was on a line, but offline. And Liam Hicks came in cleanly from second base. It would have been a close play at the plate had that throw been perfect, but it was about 6 feet to the right of, even more than that, to the right of home plate. And David Garcia, the batter, the Rough Riders double the lead. It's 4-2 over San Antonio. First pitch to Garcia. A swing and a miss on a 88-mile-an-hour slider. And it's strike one on Garcia. Kellen Strom taking his lead from second. The RBI in his pocket, his first of the day. The 0-1 is in the dirt and blocks. Good stop from Valenzuela. So Strom gets the base hit. The Rough Riders being out hit today, but they lead 4-2. The offense has been spread out. 6 hits by 6 different players. Yesterday, 8 different Rough Riders scored in the 8-6 win. So it's been a balanced effort this series for the Rough Riders. 1-1 the count to Garcia. Blanchard's next pitch. A grounder towards third. Fernandez bobbles it, goes after it, has no play. An error on the third baseman. Strom gets to third on the play. And the inning continues. Fourth error of the day on the San Antonio Missions. Juan Fernandez, who is in perfect positioning, playing near the line. He gets the switch inning. Garcia pulled that ball, grounding it up the third baseline, and Fernandez right in front of it, bounces off his heel, and Garcia safe at first. Runners in the corners, Scott Capers the batter, and a mound visit, Jason Blanchard talking over things with his catcher, Valenzuela. And Capers now tasked with getting an additional insurance run. The Rough Riders scoring two runs in the third, one run in the sixth, and one more in the eighth. They haven't broken the doors open offensively, but they've gotten enough thanks to pretty good pitching today and avoiding trouble. They've stranded eight missions on the base paths while stranding just four of their own. First pitch to Scott Capers is low for ball one. Probably the biggest moment in this game was Antoine Kelly coming in with the bases loaded. One out in the sixth inning in a tie ball game and got a double play to end the frame. The 1-0 is way outside, 2-0. The Missions, who had the first lead of this game, had it canceled out the next inning in the third when the Rough Riders scored two runs. The Missions tied it in the sixth, but should have gotten more. Antoine Kelly got out of the jam. Double play in the first batter he faced. And the Missions have not taken a lead since. The 2-0 pitch is hit to left field. Cummings takes a step in, one step back. He's underneath it. He catches, and the inning concludes. One run comes in for the Rough Riders on an RBI single by Kellen Strom. That was the only hit of the inning. The Rough Riders strand two. And we head to the ninth inning. The Rough Riders trying to win a series for the first time in 2 months. You'll hear Zach Bigley on the call when we return. 4-2 Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
Coming to Riders Field on August 6th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more, thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 6th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders look to finish off this series with a victory, as they look to finish off this game with a victory as well. It's Reed Burlingmeyer back out to the hill for the top of the ninth inning. 4-2 Frisco, and a big run of insurance. Kellen Strom with the RBI single in the bottom half of the eighth inning. That one will hopefully not prove to be big, but it gives Reed Burlingmeyer a little extra breathing room. He looks for a save. It would be his first at the AA level, and it would be saves in back-to-back games for the Rough Riders. Frisco had Matt Bush come in yesterday and record the save. 8-6 victory last night. They lead 4-2. It's 8-9-1 due up. Here's Corey Howell to lead it off in the pinch. Fastball inside. One ball, no strikes. Burlingmeyer allowed a leadoff single to Daniel Johnson in the eighth inning, his third hit today and his ninth of the series. He stretches and fires in the 1-0. Swinging a ground ball foul at the plate, and it's one ball and one strike. But after that, he retired the side in order, getting 5, 6, and 7 down with ease.
Well, 4 runs, 6 hits, no errors for the Rough Riders in tonight's game. Burley Meyer, the 1-1 pitch. Fastball swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. Upper edge, inside corner. 2 runs, 8 hits, and 4 errors defensively today for San Antonio. That's been the difference in this game, with Ryan Berger, the starter, allowing 2 unearned runs in the game. Back in the third, because of a catcher's interference. Burling Myers, 1-2. Swinging a pop-up, right side, foul territory. Hicks over towards the warning track, towards the dugout, and it's out of his reach into the dugout. Home of San Antonio on the first base side, and it's 1-2 still. Howell is 0-3 tonight with a line out to left, a fly out to center, and he bounced into a double play in the biggest moment of this game in the sixth. And that's what Josh was talking about earlier. And Antoine Kelly came in with the bases loaded. Stretching the pitch. Just outside. 2-2. And with the bases loaded and just 1 out, he got Howell to bounce into the 4 and assisted 3 double play and get out of the jam. Burling Meyer, the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Fastball right by him for strike 3. 1 away. Second strikeout for Burling Meyer in relief. 4-2 Frisco. Top of the ninth inning. Next, the Riders are on the road. They take on the Wichita Wind Surge out at Riverfront Stadium in Wichita starting on Tuesday. 7:05 game on that opener. Here's the stretch and the offering to Valenzuela. Takes outside, a switch hitting catcher, and it's 1-0. He's batting from the left side. So 7:05 on the opener, and then game two will be a 12:05 game, p.m. That's an education day. The 1-0 outside, 2-0. It's going to be a hot one. It's supposed to be 100 degrees on Wednesday out in Wichita.
I should hope it's 12:05 p.m. We could play at midnight if you want.
It's a doubleheader.
Okay.
But it is the next day, technically. Okay. 2-0. There's a high skyscraping fly ball to shallow right field. Hatcher coming in. He's got a beat on it, slapping his thigh with the glove, and he makes the catch. 2 outs. Top of the order now in Ripken Reyes. Rough Riders are heading to Riverfront Stadium for the first time since winning the championship there last year. 4,754 on hand. Here's the stretch in the first pitch. Reyes bunts it down the third baseline. Cease comes up, tries to barehand it, and it goes out of his reach behind third base. Burling Meyer goes out to back it up, and it looked like Ripken Reyes was thinking about going on to second base, but he stays at first, and that's wise because it brings the tying run to the plate. You wouldn't want to make the final out at second base. There's no point. It's a bunt base hit down the third baseline, and Kellen Strom came sprinting in from left field just in case. Outfielders always love when they get to come into the infield for some reason or another. Here's Jackson Merrill. This is a dangerous at-bat. He's homered in this series. He's 1-for-4 with a single. He's 11-for-28 in this series. First pitch, Reyes takes off, high and away. 1-0. It's defensive indifference that moves him to second base. They weren't even holding him on at first base. Burling Meyer ready from the stretch. 4-2 Rough Riders, and Reyes takes off for third and steals it without a throw as well. So he's at third base. Pitch wasn't even thrown. Here's the stretch. Burling Meyer brings in the 1-0 pitch. Outside corner is strike, 1-1.
I'd like to see Reyes try to do the same thing, go home now.
I think they'd probably throw it. 1-1 on Merrill. Right-hander's pitch. Swinging a foul off Caper's glove. It's 1-2, and the Riders are 1 strike away from a series win. They lead it 4-2 in the top of the ninth inning. Erlingmeyer from the stretch. He kicks in the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a foul off Scott Capers, and it's still one ball and two strikes. Merrill's single to center was in the third inning. He's hit the ball hard twice today. He lined out to center in the first. Here's the stretch. The right-hander, the 1-2 pitch. Down low in the dirt. Capers blocks. Two balls, two strikes. If Juan Fernandez on deck, you do not want to face Juan Fernandez in this kind of situation. He's been amazing against Frisco this season. Here we go again. The 2-2 pitch due to Jackson Merrill. Here she comes. High and outside, 3-2. The fastball up and away. Rough Riders being out hit by three, but they lead by two. Erlingmeyer readies. And the payoff home. Swinging a pop-up into shallow left center field. Kellen Strom is there. He puts it away, and the ball game is over. Riders win it by a final score of 4-2 over San Antonio, and they win the series 4-2 as well. Frisco is over 500 in the second half at 11-10, 42-47 overall, a 4-2 victory here on Yellowstone Night. Josh Warden has your post-game coverage next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA. Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Well, the Rough Riders finish out their home stint in July on a win and a series win. Final score here on the 23rd of July and our last home game until August 1st. 4-2, the Rough Riders win it in comeback fashion, holding on to the lead for a good portion of the game down the stretch. Gave it up at one point, got it right back. Actually led or trailed 1-0 early when San Antonio scored a run in the second. Rough Riders scoring two in the third to take the lead. Gave it up in the sixth, and it could have been worse. Bases loaded, one out. Antoine Kelly prevented further damage, getting a double play ball to end the inning. And the Rough Riders took the lead in the very next half inning. Bottom of the sixth inning with a leadoff double for Thomas Ajayi. Liam Hicks batted him in on the very next batter. RBI single with nobody out. An insurance run in the eighth inning to make it 4-2. That was the final score. Reed Erlingmeyer goes the final two innings for the save. Antoine Kelly deserves the win. He goes to 3-0, having pitched one and two-thirds innings with no hits. Just one base runner, a walk, one strikeout, and really good work for Antoine Kelly. Dane Acker went 2 1/3 innings in his start, just one earned run allowed. Grant Wolfram went 2 2/3 innings without a run allowed. And Ever Bueno was the one other reliever, went one-third of an inning, allowed a run, but his line was much better than it could have been. Kelly stranded those three runners in the base path, bases loaded and one out, and got out of it with the double play ball. The Rough Riders turning three double plays tonight, getting their 78th, 79th, 80th twin killings of the season to lead the Texas League in that category. They were big ones, including that bases loaded situation. Offensively for Frisco tonight, nobody had multiple hits, but spread out six hits across the lineup, including one extra base hit. That was Thomas Ajayi's leadoff double in the sixth inning and scored the go-ahead run. And four different Rough Riders scored in today's ballgame. The RBIs were to Ajayi and Hicks, as well as Kellen Strom, who had an insurance RBI in the seventh inning, and Evan Carter had an RBI ground out as well to take the lead back in the third inning. So the Rough Riders win the series 4-2. It's their first series win since May 21st, closing out against Amarillo a couple months ago. And they do it again today, besting the San Antonio Missions this time in the final series the two teams will play. And by not losing today, the Rough Riders win the season series against San Antonio. If they had lost, it would have been 12-12, and that's how the season would have ended against San Antonio. But the Rough Riders happy to come away with the season series win over the Missions. Most of the games around the Texas League are finals. Amarillo is still playing against Wichita, trailing 11-6 to the Wind Surge. That's the next opponent for Frisco, going up to Wichita on Tuesday. Springfield edges Arkansas 8-7. Corpus Christi beats Midland 9-4, and Northwest Arkansas beats Tulsa 9-8. The Rangers game today was a wild one, an early grand slam allowed to Max Muncy, and the Rangers were down a 4-0 hole, but then scored eight unanswered runs and won the game 8-0. Took an 8-4 lead by the fourth inning, and then no one scored from the fifth inning on, and Texas wins 8-4 over the Dodgers. Around the Rangers minor league affiliates today, the Rough Riders winning to represent the AA level. Round Rock in the eighth inning against Reno, AAA game, 3-0, the deficit for Round Rock. Hickory wins an extra innings over Rome, 6-3 in 10 innings. And Down East drops a 6-4 decision to Salem at the single A level. Well, that'll finish things off here on a Sunday. Good series, good week here in Frisco. Happy to be along the way for our first home series since the All-Star break. We'll be back on August 1st. Hope to see you out at the ballpark when Midland comes to town, or tune in when we're in Wichita. Zach Bigley and myself, Josh Warden, will take the road up through Oklahoma up to Kansas, and a 6-game series beginning Tuesday against the Wind Surge. Until then, hope you have a great rest of your Sunday evening, everybody, and a Monday as well. Talk to you Tuesday at 6:50 for the pregame show and 7:05 for the first pitch. The Rough Riders win it today 4-2. And a great game to close out the series. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Talk to you Tuesday. Until then, go Rough Riders. Have a great weekend. So long.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!